Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You did wink at me.
Okay.
Mike?
Yeah.
Gum?
I've chewed gum for 4-hour shows before.
I know you have.
It caught me because it was the pre-show.
Please.
The breath issue. Consider it gone.
You'll get it back at the end of the show.
It's all gone.
So, hi, everybody.
You know where it is now?
Where?
It's in my tummy.
You know what? You won't digest it for 7 years.
That's not true.
It is gum.
Wives tonight.
No, gum stays in you a long time. Meat stays in you a long time.
Meat does. I don't know about gum.
Meat, even longer.
It's the beginning now when we're talking in those reverent tones, that way that we do.
It's a very relaxed beginning to the show, which I truly enjoy.
Somebody just walked by the window and winked.
Hey, that's nice.
And I want to say right back at you.
He did.
Jeff Hedges.
Right.
Walked by. You know, I don't think it was a wink that said, hey, I'm thinking about going gay with you. I think it was a wink that indicated, hey, you're about to go on the radio.
So you say.
You know what it was?
Well, I can have, a girl can have her fantasies, Mike.
There was some of that winking at the press conference last night. The president would do an occasional wink to someone in the crowd.
She's a nervous
What was that? That was a press conference? You think?
Yeah, listen, before we start the show.
Jeez.
Well, hold on. You know what?
Really?
We got another a page of jokes today.
Oh, good.
And I just thought to break the tension here before we really start the show.
That's a good idea.
Let me see. Mike?
Don.
What blonde actress is losing her hair?
Which one?
Rebecca Rogaine Stamos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, come on, guys.
Man, they forced the lock.
Now, James Brown and his fourth wife will get married again, Mike.
Really?
And after the ceremony, he'll renew his vow to rattle her brains with a folding chair. This is Pat Smear. 302, Passion of the Christ, number one movie over the box office weekend.
Now, got a joke for it?
Not a joke, Mike, just a story. For now, Mel Gibson, the greatest story ever told, is the one his accountant tells him at the end of every month. Oh!
Yeah, greatest story ever told.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jesus.
God. I like that joke.
Do you?
Fine.
Do you really?
No,
you can't. Come on. Well, Mike, your man Phil Mickelson won the Masters.
He did indeed. What a great victory it was.
Only the second lefty to win the Masters, but the 70th consecutive out-of-shape white guy. Tiger Woods didn't win. He's gone winless in the last 7 majors. Unless you count going out with a mega-hot Swedish natty as a major. And I do.
That hurts. It's all about the delivery.
Uh-huh.
And I do.
I do.
She is a Swedish hottie.
Get a pen. Get a pencil. These are the jokes that they said. Now, this is from...
People pay for these.
This is the joke sheet from one of these bit services for April 14th. It's for today.
Yeah. Those are today's jokes.
These are timely.
Where's the tax day joke?
Mike, a couple days early on that one.
A couple.
Everybody's talking that CBS is canceled tomorrow. CBS canceled its telecast of the Victoria's Secret Runaway Show.
Yeah.
Now where am I going to see naked women selling stuff everywhere? See, it was the chatter with you that
I know I screwed it up.
threw up.
Sorry about that.
DJ. No. You know, I should be good enough. The material strong enough.
You should be able to work it, weave around it. But no, for the people that are using this material, they need to read it verbatim.
Go. If Walmart were its own economy, it would rank 30th in the world behind Saudi Arabia financially. It would rank right behind the Gaza Strip in terms of violence. Get enough of you, baby. Hey, what, you don't dig a thinking man's top 40 delivery? Wow. You see, Rob, I need a slower intro to really sell that one, a longer, slower one.
How about, I think...
To sell that one.
I think this is like 14.
I thought it was fine.
How about if you out there love Walmart? You know, there was its own company. Walmart will rank 30th in the world. Right behind Saudi Arabia.
Really now?
Of course, that's in financial terms, Mike.
Oh, yeah, of course.
if we're talking about violence, it would be right behind the Gaza Strip. Want to say good morning, Walmart.
Well, I like that song. You know what? We played that song a lot when we were in the 80s, but I like it.
We really played the crap out of it.
That is a good song. Who did that?
Swing Out Sister. Freaked Out! Okay, and give me a fast one, Rob. It doesn't really matter. Hold on. Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
What do Muslim women apply around their eyes?
What?
Mascara. You got like to go to a mosque?
Mascara. Did you stumble on that one?
No, I did the thing because it's too fast. I mean, I needed time. So you go, mascara.
Mascara?
Because they go to a mosque.
And you don't go right to the mascara?
Well, I didn't have... That's why I said to Rob, I need a short intro, because that's like when you just throw over a 2 second.
Thing. That's right. Like a grenade.
You got a short one?
I think this is fairly short.
Hey, what don't Muslims want? Rob, this is like a 30-second intro.
Sorry about that.
Hold on a second.
Right here.
Hold on. Come and get it by Badfinger. See, now watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this DJ.
All right, now the joke works, right?
Now watch it work.
Mm-hmm.
What don't Muslims want around...
You spin a lot of plates.
That was on me. No, that was on me. I should have had
I could do it, and I didn't even have it in front of me. I could do it right now.
What do Muslim women wear around their eyes, Don?
What?
They call it mascara.
If you want it,
there you go. Thank you.
Like that.
There you go, just like that.
There you go.
And there's the more, Mike. All right, play along. What don't Muslims want around when they go camping?
What?
Mosquitoes.
If you want it.
See, those only work with the short intro.
Absolutely.
Right. That's why I went mosque, because I was just...
I didn't know what you were doing.
I was filling until they sing.
Because really, it's supposed to just be a short intro.
Yeah, until they sing Clap for the Wolfman.
Right. You're going to dig him till the day you die.
Yes. Yeah.
And now, irreverent, okay?
Oh.
This is highly irreverent. Highly unbelievable. I'd be a guy, irreverent, playing this song on the radio. I'm going to see the brand new Easter movie. Have you heard about this one? Dude, where's my crucifix?
Oh, my God, man.
I know it's not even. These are irreverent topics. I don't know about you. Mike, have you heard about the success of The Passion of the Christ?
I certainly have, Don.
Have you seen some of the other ones that are out now?
No, I believe I have, but I know you've got some.
Have you seen Jerusalem Park? How about my big, fat Jewish betrayal?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I like that one by Quentin Tarantino. Crucify Bill.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever heard about Bruce Willis? Die Hard for Our Sins. And, of course, Adam Sandler starring in this great one. 50 Last Suppers. Yeah. And the last one, of course, You Got Saved. God damn.
There they all are.
What's wrong with people? Well, anyway, that's something that we'll be able to do every day.
That was delightful for the pre-show.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, about Bush. Listen, I want to call my brother here in just a moment, because he's on his way to Las Vegas to get married. Mm-hmm. And I called him earlier this morning. He called me. We played phone tag. I told him to call him today. About Bush.
I was watching it, and I thought, I was thinking of you very much. I was thinking, you're not a happy man, especially after about the first 10 minutes.
No.
I didn't think you were going to be a happy guy.
No, I wasn't, but I'll say this, and this is just my take on this, very briefly, because we've not even really started the show yet.
That's true.
I was wondering whether you were just diving into the content of the program.
Well, I don't want to... Here's for me, I'm glad that he went on last night at 8:30, and I'm glad that he spoke, and I listened to what he said, and I think that he got his message across.
Uh-huh.
And the message I got was... He is. He feels very strongly, very passionately.
Yes.
I'm going to go past all the obvious. You know, speaking of obvious, you know, like when he doesn't know the answer to a question, and he's sitting up there and he's going, well, "Now that's a tough one. Yeah, they didn't prep me for this one."
That's when he'll just put his head at that angle.
However,
and he'll pause more. Did you notice how slowly he was speaking last night during his opening remarks?
Mm.
Basically, speaking slowly to avoid the questions and, that were coming.
Yeah, and also when he was reading that speech, no teleprompter.
No.
So he would actually have to look down at the paper, look back up, look back down, look
that
back up.
We are here.
But here's what the guy said. Here's where he lost me.
Okay. Where was that?
And maybe I'm in the minority here. I don't think America is everybody's country. I don't think we're here to make sure that people are okay in all these other lands. And really, I'm tired of standing up for everybody else in the world. We got our own problems. He made it very clear last night. Made it very clear. And even, went as far as bringing God into it.
Mm-hmm.
Saying,
sure.
God has made America the greatest land. And because of that, we are in big problems because we got to do what's right, what God wants us to do. And what he's saying is, hey, we're at war. And we're going to be at war. And I'm not going to pull the guys out of Iraq.
Right.
And furthermore, if anything else comes up, I'm going to go in there, too. The whole time they were here, that's all I wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See ya.
Yeah.
But see you.
So you needed to hear. And then he had to answer questions because a lot of people would tell you that's not what he said when we went in there.
I understand that, but here's what I wanted last night. And I'll say that the dummy did it. He stood there, he spoke passionately, and he answered my questions. Why are we in Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
He really said, well, the bottom line is, because Saddam Hussein was a bad guy. Okay, so I got the answer to that. Mm-hmm. Number two, when are we getting out of Iraq? He kept throwing out this June 30th thing in the beginning.
No, that's not getting out.
No, yeah. And I understand. Yeah. I understand. Just, right. If you watched it chronologically, he threw that out.
Right.
But then later came back to say, oh, but if anything, we're going to reinforce.
Whatever
if
it takes.
If I'm told that we need more than 135,000 troops.
We will turn over power on June 30th, but we will be there forever.
Right. Listen, dude, you lost me last night. You just totally lost me. I mean, and he's walking that high wire of, we want to support our troops and we don't want to send our troops the wrong message. And that I agree with. But what I am concerned about is what he said he thinks America's job is. That America's job is to make sure that all these other places in the world are okay. And he had a real stupid analogy. When he was having the back and forth with one of these reporters, he said, well, we had some problems getting our own independence. Yeah, and that's true.
Yeah, when he's talking about the Revolutionary War. Right,
that's very true. But I don't recall, Iraq or Iran or whatever the countries would have been back over 200 years ago, jumping up to say, hey, let's help America.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just tired of
this.
Well,
back in those days, that would have been the French, believe it or not.
Right, and we all know that even back then,
they didn't post.
You know about the French.
That would be back when they hated the English more than they hated us.
So I would say that he did a pretty good job of outlining exactly what he's doing, and he had one other major point where he lost me. They keep saying to him, do you want to apologize for 9/11? Do you feel anything about 9/11? And he kept dancing around it. And listen, hey, dope. In case you're listening, because it's the guy whose vote you just lost, here's the correct answer. Of course I feel awful about 9/11. I feel awful that it happened. I wish we could have stopped it, but I'm the president, and it happened on my watch.
And I'm sorry that it happened on my watch. That's all you need to say.
Yeah,
no, that's not going to happen.
I'm sorry it happened on my watch, and I want you to know something. I haven't slept for a goddamn night thinking about it and agonizing about it. Instead, he won't, and then they want to say, name one mistake that you made. So, and I'm screaming at the television, going on television tonight! This was the biggest mistake you made. But instead of just coming up with something like, well, I'm sure that we could have handled the situation with a little more finesse, you know what he says? I'm going to have to get back to you on that. Now, come on, dude. You got to be... I appreciate arrogance. I appreciate cocksureness. I appreciate the fact that you're passionate. But you got to let the other side show just a little bit.
Right. Good advice.
Just a little bit. Because I'm starting to believe all that stuff that you're really just there to make Daddy proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's
what
I thought.
You want to know what I thought?
Yes.
I turned it on, and what I heard was, blah, 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 blah.
I was so bored.
I tried to
listen to him.
I normally pay attention to that, and I just, after the first 10 minutes, it was the same stuff that he said, and it was the stuff that he said all the way along, and
incidentally,
it just seemed like a big waste of time.
And I'm an uneducated man. I'm not book smart like everybody else in here. I didn't go to college. However, even I know, when you're on TV and you're the president of the greatest nation in the world and you're saying, God shines his light on us, therefore we have to go do this. Excuse me, I'm not the smartest guy, but isn't that why they're killing each other over there now?
Yeah.
Because some of them are sure that God said it was the thing to
do. You might not have the book smarts, but you got the smarts on that, and I agree with you. When we start invoking, you know, our God is the only God, I mean, that's when we get into trouble, and you're absolutely right. If you're talking about why, you know, these guys, these maniacs flew jets into buildings, they did it in the name of their God that they worship,
right?
Supposedly.
But listen, this is why he could have had me last night. He could have had me.
He could have had you at hello.
He could have had me I don't mind the fact that he's bumbling and he's a bad reader and he does that thing where if he's reading a sentence, he would read it like this. I am reading a sentence, not I am reading a sentence.
Right.
This is the time. This is the time. No, you pronounce it. This is the time. Right. But I'll let all that go.
Yeah.
He's doofy, and you do a great impression of him, and he's a great guy to make fun of.
It comes down to me when I'm watching him speak about Iraq. It comes down to me why we went in the first place. And what we were told way back when was we were going in because it was a threat. That country was a threat to our national security.
And that's another
security.
Thing he won't
know. And the thing is, it wasn't a threat to our national security. He can't make that case, and he still didn't make that case to me last night. And that's why I think a lot of people are mad.
And he won't let it go.
I feel bad every day that I'm seeing 18, 19, 20-year-old people get killed because I still wonder to myself why. And it hurts me to see these families having to deal with this crap every day. Right. That's my simple, oversimplified issue. That's why I get frustrated when I hear the, you know.
Anyway.
It drives me nuts.
I guess it was better than American Idol because he really did, at least for me, help crystallize what I'm going to do. I'm going to vote for Kerry. Mm. You know? All right. Not that it's going to matter, because he's going to be a dummy like all of them are.
No, I hope not. You never know.
Thanks. Look at him.
You never know.
Just take a look at him. But you look. I mean, at least, you know, come on. At least some guys, you look at these presidents, you think, well, all right. They had it going on.
Name one.
Clinton. You know, back in his day, JFK.
Clinton had a had time, you know, you're not going to get that. You won't get that with Kerry either, I don't think. You won't get a press conference.
For a while.
And JFK had a little bit of it.
Yeah. Even Dick Nixon had it for a while before he started sweating.
Reagan had a little bit.
Reagan had it
a little bit.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? You're the man. You're large. You're in
I
guard.
Really thought when I was watching the opening statement, I said to somebody I was watching it with, I said, he is speaking as slowly as he ever speaks because I believe he is using as much of this time to get his point before they start grilling him.
Yeah.
And
no, see, I believe it's because he's a bad reader.
He's a bad reader.
There's no prompter, because once he started speaking spontaneously, attempting to answer these questions, and every once in a while he was okay. And listen, as someone who's been in certainly with a situation like that, but been in a room with people questioning about whatever, whether it be how a word got on the radio or whatever, here's the answer. We all know the answer. How come Bush wants to be interviewed for the 9/11 commission together with Cheney? We know why. Here's why. To make sure that you two dummies get your stories straight.
Yeah.
So that you're both sitting in the same room at the same time and one guy hears what the other guy says.
Right.
We know that. So having said that, hey, handlers, give him a fake answer, because the question's not going to go away. So like the third time that they say, how come you are insisting on being there the same time as Cheney, he has an answer instead of just saying, our country changed on 9/11.
Yeah.
And I tell you with every fiber of my body, I'm not going to answer that question. Come on, we know. We know you got to get your story straight.
Merry Christmas.
Christ.
Very frustrating.
Anyway, what a dope. Just what a freaking dope. You know, you took American Idol off for that.
There it is.
You took my show off. Issue,
but it's on tonight, Don.
But Mike, it ain't live.
No, I know.
It's already happened.
I know, but you haven't seen it.
I know, but it's already happened.
They sent you an advanced copy.
No, they didn't. And I'll tell you something. This is something I hate.
I welcome you back to the right side.
This is something I hate when I... thanks.
It's been a long time coming. I know that deep down inside you always wanted to be over here anyway.
Hey, listen. You know, I went to the other side. I'm not ashamed to say this. I'm an American success story. Mm-hmm. I have no college education. I started working when I'm 13 years old. I make millions of dollars a year now. You know why I voted for Reagan? Because I'm a rich guy.
No, Bush, you mean.
Yeah, well, it started with him, though.
Yeah.
There was one time I I lied to you one time.
That's funny.
That is funny. Just one time I told you.
You cheated on you with another president.
I cheated on you.
Really?
Yeah. But now, listen, I don't care about
it. You know how I feel now watching that and being from the other side? I don't make any secret of the fact that I'm a Democrat. I talk about it all the time.
Right.
I'm ready for the go. Yeah. I'm ready for the boxing match. You know, I'm ready for these guys. Get the conventions over with. Let's get to it.
Bring it on.
I'm eager. I want to hear both sides. I want to see them standing up next to each other. I want to see one guy making one point, the other guy making the other point.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I've lost interest because I'll vote for the guy.
I hate to say I have a little bit, too. This is now that the nominee has been sewn up, now it's just like I want to get on with the
waiting for
with the regular thing going on.
Never again. Never again when there's an important show on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like tonight. Look at tonight. A normal Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best night of television out there.
Right.
It's really not. Don't ever do that to us again. To us again. Okay? Because now I'm going to feel like I did when I lived in Los Angeles. And this was my main problem I had. I lived in Los Angeles in 1981 and 1982. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. Worked at a great station. Just married my wife. Things are fantastic. It used to drive me nuts that when we would sit down to watch television, I would say to her, this was like who shot JR?
JR, right.
I'd say to her, all of our friends at home, they saw this 3 hours ago.
They already know.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question?
It would always bother me, which is why it would bother me
tonight.
Rightly
so.
American Idol's already happened. It's my right as an East Coast American
to see
that live.
May I ask a question about this press conference? And I want to see if anybody got a vibe on this the same way as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Presidents, since JFK, I think he originated the teleconference, the press conference in front of the cameras where they'd all be sitting there and it would be usually held in the afternoon.
Right.
Is there a change in tone? Is it a little more reserved on the part of reporters? Do we need to get Sam Donaldson back in there?
No.
Where you need some guy.
Okay.
You need a few guys that are a little...
No, they all are.
They're gun-shy after being accused of being left-wing.
Did they not seem gun-shy to you in that press conference?
A little, yeah.
I thought it was a little too... I always thought the American press, it's kind of...
Even
though he's the president, it's kind of a free-fall. Free-for-all, right?
I disagree because they kept following up.
Yeah, they tried. But they tried. They were reserved in the way that they asked those questions and even repeated them.
Mr. President!
What are you going to do, start screaming at him?
That's what
I think it was years ago, Dan Rather was at a press conference and kind of nailed Nixon with one. And it was festive. And they were certainly rough on Clinton during the whole Paula Jones thing.
I'm back on,
I like that. I enjoy that.
I'm back on your side. Now, don't worry. Things will be okay.
All right.
Things will be okay. It's all going to work out now.
I'm still worried about you. I think you're a little hinky now with that Reagan lie and all that.
But that was just my wallet talking. That's all that was.
Yeah.
My wallet talking.
And you realize, I think you know now, that you're speaking of your wallet talking, it doesn't matter who's in there.
Oh, I agree.
They're still taking the chunk
they're
out
getting
no
all
matter
of
what.
So what the hell? Mm-hmm. I'll go back to the one that the group that I believe tries to help Americans, mm-hmm. the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you got to go, I guess, where your heart takes you. That's where you have to go. But don't buy into this whole, you'll be better off because they take care of because big business will take care of you. Enron will take care of you. WorldCom will take care of you.
Hey, listen, and Bush, last night,
they have heart.
You blew it. You blew it. Yeah. You had the chance. I would have come on today and said you were passionate, you were powerful. I would have told all these guys to go to hell. You blew it. You blew it. I told my kid.
You want me to bring the bumper sticker in for you?
I'm not putting that bumper sticker on my car.
I'll put a Hanes on you.
No.
Your brand new car.
You better not.
Look at that.
You better not, man.
I put them on the window, man.
No, don't.
So they're easy to peel off.
Don't put any John Kerry stickers on my car.
I got tons of them.
You do that, I'm going to put Nader stickers on your car.
No!
Okay. No stickers.
All right.
But I'm there with you. So anyway, that's... oh, God, what an awful pre-show this was.
We got political. We never get political. We never get political.
I know you did. Maybe it was right to do it there. I don't know. God, did we start the show today?
No, we did not officially start the show yet.
But we did that, and it was enjoyable. Now let's do, the regular show.
Well, give me a second.
Now let's take our goofy pills.
Hold on.
We need to make a call first.
Call my brother.
Ah.
So I'm going to have to know.
No, that was part of the regular.
Yeah,
show.
He should be on the regular.
I got to schedule him for the next break.
Oh, okay. So this is pre-show work then.
Yes, right.
I see.
This is all still behind the scenes stuff. You should be.
Hello.
Hey, dude, I'm running late. I'll call you back in 10 minutes after the commercials.
We're just getting on the bus now, man.
Well, that's all right. Your phone will work on the bus.
Okay.
All right, I'll call you back.
All right,
bye.
Prison bus?
No,
he's prison bus.
He's on the bus from Milwaukee to O'Hare.
He's going to the airport. He's taking the bus to the airport.
Are you sure that wasn't a payphone you called him on?
I'm fine.
Hey, that means the show's starting.
This is going to be the fastest opening. We're going to go right to commercial.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
You got to remember,
they're ready to believe you.
Okay. And hold on. Hold on, where's there she at?
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Rob, you need to get her away from those people.
No, and incidentally, if someone could give me a hand here with the computer screen, I'm getting people sending each other instant messages.
Are they good?
And I can't see anything on the screen. However, someone screen name AOL screen name Gary Wise is, I guess, sending an instant message to Joe that says, I'm chillin' like an MF-er. Bow, wow, wow.
That's the kind of stuff that's going on behind the scenes of this fabulous high-powered radio program.
Joe, get that off the screen. Would you please, Joe? Hey, Rob, this is a computer technical malfunction.
Yes?
The thing with your introduction saying that you're a Nazi.
Yes?
It's not working today.
Huh. Oh, no.
Yes, and it's machine number 5.
Hello?
No, that's Julia. Oh, let me try it now.
A true story.
There we go.
Oz is a neo-Nazi with one true enemy.
Himself.
The man of faith.
And
the soul torn apart.
Ross
Bewack. Your discretion
advised. Ow. A chest thing.
Don't hurt me.
Help. Good afternoon, help. Mr. and Mrs. Chick Fernandez and all the ships at sea. Feel free to copy their mannerisms. Don Geronimo and Mike.
Nice golf shoes. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Wednesday. 04-1404.
Well, hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Okay. Good.
Well, I'm tapped. I'm out.
Right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just want to thank you guys one last time for being here. It's the best day ever.
Don't even start with me, Franklin. Okay, you need to walk away from this ASAP.
What?
You need to get out, Frankie.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you get that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie? There's my wife. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby.
She's coming down the aisle, Beanie. Let it go.
All right, let me be the first to say congratulations to you, then. Get one vagina for the rest of your life. Real smart, Frank. Way to work it through.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together to join Franklin and Marissa.
Don't do it. My throat's dry. I'm sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that was kind of for Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something wacky this way comes. The Don and Mike Show.
I'll call my brother here. He's getting married 3 days from now in Las Vegas. I'll go tell you, Don and Mike Show, funny bone alert.
Yeah.
I've only heard the beginning of Joe out today at the train station. The setup on this is that one of these bad DJ prep services yesterday said, really, as advice to other DJs, if you're pooling knowledge with DJs, to get someone on your show to be eccentric, to wear a monocle.
Forced eccentricity.
Yeah, you wear a monocle, you carry a trumpet, and you have a lobster on a leash.
Yeah, he had the lobster?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
he had all of the elements. We sent him down to Union Station with a tape recorder. He has accents. The only thing Joe didn't do was ask all of the questions that we had. He just kept rotating, the first four?
Yeah, you'll like it.
The first four.
Very good.
I heard just a second of it when I arrived today. Mm-hmm. The boys are down there deciding what to edit out. I said, don't edit anything out. Just
leave it all.
Just leave it all. Don't jack any of that tape.
Forget it.
And what's left but a complete portrait of Joe. It's so surreal that you are in for a treat, I assure you.
Good, I'm looking forward to it.
I want to mention also today, if we have time, I have a new game I'd like to try called My Mother's a Whore. We'll play that one. Uh-huh. And, Friday, we'll be in New York. We'll be at Madison Square Garden.
All right.
We don't have a radio show in New York anymore.
No.
The radio station that we were on has changed formats about 10 times, but we're going up there to nurse on the gigantic HBO teat.
Ah, very good.
That's how it works. That you go up, you do a show for Madison Square Garden, and then
they like you after that.
Then you get to go to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
cool.
That's coming up Friday. And at some point today, we'll call the guy, I guess, is a listener of the show or so, one of his friends is the guy who caught Barry Bonds' balls.
Ah.
Guy who caught both of them.
Both of them. 660 and 661?
Yeah, there's one guy that caught both of them. And I know.
It's great.
It would be an honor to have one of Barry Bonds' balls.
It would. And this guy, I believe, gave at least one of his balls back to him.
Well, he caught both of them. He caught
both balls, but he gave one of his balls back. I don't know if he gave both his balls back to him.
And the way I understand, he caught both balls, I believe, with his right hand. He caught each of them individually.
That's incredible.
He caught one. Well, he would have to. He would catch one, and then he caught the other ball.
Yeah, short time, he held them both.
Yeah, that's right. And who knows what he did with Barry Bonds' balls.
You never know. Well, no, he gave them back to Barry.
Yeah, but who knows what he did with them before he gave them back to Barry.
That might be the great unknown. Maybe we can ask him.
You might have to dust those balls to see if there's fingerprints.
Or polish them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You clean them.
Absolutely. And then...
Probably clean them.
Then you probably want to go to a Frito store if you want to make sure you put those balls under glass.
Yes. Well, that's normally where they stay, especially if they're going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Or in a bag.
That's right. No. You know,
I think when you're trying to get out of the stadium, you make sure people don't try to steal the balls from you.
I would say do it the way... And I said Frito store because this is something she's trademarked. My balls, of course, from my fantastic... athletic career.
Yes.
I only had two of them. Mm-hmm. I only had two great athletic moments in my life. And both of the balls that
I... In a mason jar.
That's right. No, actually...
On the mantle.
Two mason jars, Mike. One on each side.
They were actually mounted.
One on each side.
Where she can keep an eye on.
That's right. And she tells me it's a tribute to me.
Yeah, well, that's so you think.
And we'll ask this guy, we'll call him at some point here when we have a moment, guy who caught both Barry Bonds' balls.
Very exciting.
So he's coming up. Now, my brother Jim, who I love dearly, but you gotta know, is just a step away every day, always, from being on the Maury Povich Show.
Well, it sounds like he's stabilized for the moment.
He's going to Las Vegas today.
With his bride, correct?
With his fiancé. And they're getting married.
Trying to be.
Getting married Saturday night. Fred and I are flying out on Saturday morning. We're going to be the family for his wedding. Just a second.
And hey, how exciting is that? A Vegas wedding.
Yeah, very unlike my brother.
He's a public invited.
Ixnay on that one. I'm sure my brother would love it. But it would drive
Isn't it really his decision?
It would drive me nuts. Hey, shut up, you. Okay? So that's the last thing I want. I'm going out there to be with my brother, not with our listeners. Hello?
Hey, dude.
Hey. So you on the bus?
What's going on?
You on the bus now?
Yeah.
So how long... I was telling Mike up in the office, how long is it to O'Hare? Like an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that?
No, it's just 35 minutes.
Oh, only 35?
Oh, it's short. It's short. A short little hop up to the airport.
Short bus drive.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, what's wrong?
No, I can't talk that loud. I'm on a bus with a bunch of other people.
All right, well, listen, a lot of people are every day in other places, and they talk very loudly on their cell phone.
How does the bus smell?
It smells okay.
What is the brand of bus you're riding to O'Hare today? Is there a brand name?
Of the bus?
You know what I mean? Is it a bus company, or is it just one of those...
Oh, it's just called the O'Hare...
Shuttle?
Shuttle, yeah.
You know, here,
is it a double-decker bus?
No.
Is it like...
But it's one of them big coach buses.
Yeah. Oh, it is. So how many other people are on the bus?
I don't know, probably about 30.
Would it be described as crowded, the bus?
No, about half full.
About half full. So you excited? Yeah. You're thinking, what, is it? It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
yeah,
you'll be married.
I'm excited. I'm on vacation, man.
Yeah. Is the lovely...
Vacation with a hitch. Get it?
Yeah.
Hey.
Is the lovely fiance with you?
Yeah, I told her. surprised. I never thought I'd have to marry somebody to get a vacation.
Okay.
So, Jimmy?
What?
Okay.
Jimmy?
What?
What's the best thing about getting married again? Right now, 3 days before, what's the best thing that you can imagine?
Best thing that I can imagine is that we will be together forever.
Oh, together forever?
Good answer.
Do you mean that? Do you mean that? Or you
somebody to grow old with.
She's sitting next to you, right?
I mean, you're saying that, Jimmy, because she's sitting next to you, right?
Kind
of. Uh-huh. If there would be, and I'm sure that you love her, but if there would be another answer that you would give to that question, cough once.
Tax break.
Hey, no, I asked you to cough once.
No need to cough.
You said tax break.
I can barely hear you, man.
You dummy.
Hey,
you damn dummy.
Hey, Jimmy.
You moron.
Will the bride...
you faggot.
will the bride wear white? Wink, wink.
No.
No.
What white color are you going to wear? Hey, you want to talk to her?
No.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Put her on.
Be good, though.
Hold on. Here we go.
And who's he talking to, us or her?
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you? Hi. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is the, can you tell me something now? Because, you know, I've never, this is Don, or of course you know me as my real name.
Michael Soares.
But it's confusing because you know me as Mike, but Mike O'Mara is also Mike.
Yeah, so we haven't met. What is the lovely lady's name?
Marnie,
we haven't met. Congratulations, Marnie. I won't be out in Las Vegas, but I wanted to say congratulations.
And then, Marnie, here's another guy named Michael. Listen to this now.
It's Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Marnie.
Hi.
I wish I could be out there with you guys. Good luck. Have a great time.
All right. Thank you very much.
What is Jimmy's most appealing physical trait?
Marnie?
My brother Jim, what is his most...
What are you attracted to the most about Jimmy?
Physically.
He's got a nice smile.
A very nice smile. We agree.
About Jim's prowess as a lot. I can do this now with the new community standards
and
everything.
I can say,
does he satisfy your every desire?
Yep.
Does he make
For the most part.
Does he make you feel like a natural woman?
Oh, yeah.
Are you aware, and you know I love my brother, I love him more than anything, but are you aware of his less than stellar record in relationships?
Yeah, I've heard about him.
What makes you think that you're the one good woman that's going to have him toe the line?
Oh, that I don't know. That I'm understanding.
What are you going to do the first time that there's something you want to do, and he says to you, "Woman, I'm going deer hunting," or he says, "Woman, I'm going out to play with my remote control boats," or "Woman, I'm going to play with my go kart set." What are you going to say then?
Oh, I don't care. He does that stuff. I'm glad he has that kind of stuff too.
And Marnie, one thing that he said to us was that you guys shared common interests.
Yeah.
What say you?
Yeah, I believe we do. We both like doing things outside. We like nature.
You like dancing outside?
We like food.
You like food?
Please to tell us Jim's, your favorite personality trait of Jim. What do you like most about his personality?
Let me think about that one. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Personality trait. I don't think I could say that on the radio.
Oh, does it have something to do with something of a sensual nature?
It was a body part he was referring to.
A body part?
Well, that wouldn't be a personality trait, I bet. But is he a romantic?
Yes, he is. He can be.
With my brother, not with you now, with my brother.
What?
Is hygiene an issue?
No, his hygiene's fine.
Really?
He bathes
daily?
Other people on the bus are hearing this.
He takes a shower every day.
You're kidding me.
No.
You're kidding
me. Twice in the summer, yeah.
Twice in the summer.
All right, what is something he does that really makes you smile?
When he's more on a serious note, he just shows that he does love me and it shows.
He shows that
he's
loves
very affectionate.
Oh, he's very affectionate.
Very affectionate. Has, so he's never tied you up with telephone cord?
I'm sorry?
We had a bad connection there.
Yeah.
That got garbled in translation.
I was just talking about something that happened with him.
Do you enjoy fresh deer meat?
I can hear you, but it's kind of hard.
Do you enjoy fresh deer meat?
I've had it. It's been a while, though, but I have had it when I was younger.
How do you like it?
It seemed like it was okay.
Hasn't he got a freezer full?
Do we have one? No, we don't now. He hasn't hunted in a while.
Marty, I know my brother's record. If I may ask, how many weddings under your belt? May I?
One.
Just one. Only
yes.
One. Oh, good.
So this is your second marriage?
Yes.
Yeah, two times is the charm.
And that's what they say.
You know that our parents, our adoptive parents, you know, and I'm not kidding you on this, they are certifiably lunatics, our parents.
Yeah, that's what he says. Mm-hmm. I've never heard from him or anything, so.
Well, you know,
I haven't had to deal with him yet, but I have heard a lot of stories.
I'm sure he's going to lie to you about a lot of things in this marriage, but that's one thing that you always believe him on.
Regarding gambling, you two kids didn't bring the nest egg with you to Las Vegas, did you?
The what bag?
The nest egg.
You know, all of your money.
Oh, the nest egg. No, we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering why he kept saying he's never gambled before. He doesn't know how, he says.
Oh, he's lying to you, Marty. He knows how to gamble.
He's lying?
He knows how to gamble. Of course he does. ask him if he's playing blackjack and he's got 13 showing. Would he take a hit or not?
What's the dealer showing?
If you're playing blackjack and you got 13 showing, would you take another hit? Yes, he says take another hit.
See, he didn't even
need to know what the dealer had.
That's my brother.
There you go.
That's my brother. It's all or nothing.
The dealer was showing a five.
It's all or nothing. And
or nothing. Oh.
Now, what are you guys going to do for the 3 days in beautiful Las Vegas until the wedding?
I'll just check everything out, walk around, take a look at things, gamble a little bit. We're not going out there for that so much.
Good.
Right on. All right, well, listen, Marnie, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're the one that got him. You picked him. You snagged him.
Marnie, did both of you bring your own cigarettes?
I don't smoke.
Oh, you don't smoke?
Good for you.
No.
Marnie, hit all the good buffets when you're out there.
Get the prime rib, $5.99.
And Frieda and I really seriously look forward to seeing you guys Saturday night. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting you.
You're going to get very, very drunk, darling. You're going to get very drunk. You're going to be the best bride ever on Saturday night.
Is the wedding itself on Saturday night?
The wedding itself is like early in... Marnie, what time is it Saturday, your wedding?
It's at 4 o'clock.
4 p.m.
4
so then there's going to be plenty of time for frolicking after that.
That is exciting. Uh-huh.
All right, Marnie,
yep.
We'll see you then. Put Mr. Umdum.
Right.
Put Umdum back on the show. Oh, are you guys
okay.
Are you guys going to go to any shows when you're out there?
We hadn't planned on it, but we'll just kind of play it by ear and see what's out there.
I like Siegfried and Roy.
I can recommend a real nice one.
I think Siegfried and Roy's not quite playing right now.
Yeah. There you go, Marnie.
I recommend one for both of you that I think you'll both enjoy equally. It's called La Femme.
And don't miss the
thank you.
The Johnny Paycheck tribute show is wonderful.
Okay. Hello.
Clint Holmes is always good.
Yes.
Danny Gans
is fantastic.
And don't forget Blue Man Group.
Oh, yeah.
And the Rat Pack Show.
And Penn and Teller.
No!
And George Wallace, and you'll see this, the best 10 p.m. show in Las Vegas.
And then if you want to see the Queen, go see Ms. Dion.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Dinner plate tea.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, right, praying mantis. Celine Dion. Jimmy.
She works no blue.
Jimmy.
He does.
So are you nervous?
Me? No.
Not at all?
Good.
No.
What are your plans for Saturday night? I mean, I know we're going out to dinner, and I know that we're going to party and have a good time, but Saturday night, are you gonna treat this as an old-fashioned type wedding night? Are you going
carry across the threshold?
Yeah. Are you going to pretend that you two have saved yourself, or are you just gonna?
Depends on how drunk I get.
Uh-huh. That's my guy. Well,
any chance of simply passing out and really having no wedding night at all?
No.
Good.
We'll have a wedding night.
Not a chance, stud. All right. Well, listen. Have a great.
Hey, are you guys on in Vegas?
Yes, we are.
You okay. Are. Well, you have to tell me so I can listen to it.
Robbie, you got the book?
Saturday night, anybody wants to join us, table for four at Margaritaville. That's where you'll be able to find my brother and I having dinner Saturday night. Hold on, I got
very excited.
Here, Jimmy. Las Vegas, noon to four local time we're on. Let's live, it's a live clear, on KSFN 1140 on your AM dial.
1140, okay.
1140, 1140,
AM.
AM.
In Las Vegas. But yeah, they tell us people like us out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a POS station, but they tell us our ratings are, for being on a POS station, they're pretty assy, but they say they're not bad.
People that listen to the show love the show.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Jimmy, are you distracted by the sights going by as you drive on the bus to O'Hare Airport?
Yeah, I am.
What are you looking at right now that's caught your eye?
Big pile of dirt.
Very good.
A big pile of dirt.
All right. Will you be having a lot of drinks before you get on the plane?
No.
Now, my brother's like me. He's not a nervous flyer at all. Not a nervous flyer at all. Hey, listen, you should
the fun out of it.
You should be aware that a lot of these flights now, these long-distance flights, Chicago to Vegas, D.C. to Vegas, wherever, they don't serve you any food, so make sure you go to the food court and get something before you get on the plane.
Yeah, we already took care of all that.
Got some jerky?
What's that?
What?
Rob wants to know if you have any jerky.
Oh, no, I don't have any jerky.
Do you both have proper identification?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a nice good strip of jerky?
Yesterday.
There you go. Was it beef or deer? Was it beef or deer jerky?
It was beef.
Beef jerky.
Mm. Name brand? Homemade? Well,
no, it was a homemade guy.
Homemade.
Of course.
Homemade jerky. You make your own, right?
Is that the best?
Yeah.
For sure.
Is that the best? From Wisconsin. All right, dude. Listen, please have a safe flight.
Okay.
Call me tomorrow and let me know where you're at. You know, I want to know you made it there safe. And Frida told you all that stuff and we're getting out there, right? Or do you need me to tell you that tomorrow?
No, I got it all.
All right, well, then we'll see you on Saturday when we get out there.
Yeah, we'll see you Saturday morning.
Yeah, you know that. And then we'll go, you know, we'll get you married. And then how would you feel about, like, going to the pool?
Oh, the pool?
Yes.
I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be 80 degrees with the pool after he gets married.
Yeah.
Well, there's still three.
You love the pool.
There's still 3 or 4 hours.
I thought you were going to say the bunny ranch.
No,
you'll be married by
Jimmy,
then.
You're married, and I'm bringing Frida with me. Of course not.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys could have a long lunch.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I remember back Jimmy's first bachelor party.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. That was 12 years ago. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Brandy.
good memory on that one.
Oh, I always remember a stripper,
and they remember you,
dude. I love you. I wish you good luck, and Frida and I will see you this weekend.
Okay, dude.
All right, man. Call me tomorrow when you get there. All right, or call me tonight, but don't call me late.
Don't call you late?
Call me, but don't call me late.
How late is late?
You know me, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
That'll be 7 o'clock.
10 o'clock Vegas time?
No, 10 o'clock real time. 10 o'clock East Coast time.
Okay.
Or just call me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll
call you tomorrow.
Yeah, like unless the plane crashes or something. And call me immediately if the plane crashes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Nice to see you do that to your brother, too.
And I'm only doing it just for your benefit, Mike. See, it doesn't faze him at all.
I know. It's nice to know. I thought you only did that for me.
Only for guys I love.
Oh, that's great.
All right, dude. I'll
see you later.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Enjoy the bus.
Good luck.
There he is. Well, I think he would have been more engaging, perhaps, off the bus.
Yeah. Now, will there be others there besides just you and your wife?
No, this is it. This is it. It's a very, very private ceremony. Sure. Just my brother and I and her, Frida.
I hope he doesn't get distracted during the ceremony. Make sure there's not a pile of dirt nearby.
Yeah, he seems to be distracted.
How great is he? How great is he? When's the last time you had jerky? Yesterday. Homemade, yeah. Not like name brand.
Sure.
Like Slim Jim or whatever it is now.
Right?
Homemade. Made his own jerky.
He's very excited about the vacation.
Will he be great? Let me tell you something. Saturday night, I'll tell you exactly where we're going to be. No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be in the casino at Mandalay Bay.
There you go.
And I am going to attempt to teach my brother all of the vast knowledge that I believe I know about gambling.
Well, you know what, Diamond Jim? I think you're going to have to. I think I'd like to see a videotape of that. I really would.
I'm going
to
be screwed. I think what I'm going to do is say to him, Frida's already gotten him a wedding gift.
Okay.
She got him carving knives to carve meat with.
Mm-hmm.
And these gigantic.
He won't be taking them on the plane, will he?
No. We're shipping them.
Very good.
But I figure what I'll do, I'm going to say to him, you know, like, get some dough together and say, listen, you know, put in his hand, do that brother-to-brother handshake and go, you know, I love you, this is for you, it's for your
family. That is the sweetest thing you
can
do. That's wonderful.
However, tonight, if you want, I'll take half of it and make sure that nothing happens to half of it.
Right.
And if you want to take the other half,
sure,
see if you can turn it into something.
Why don't you just give him the whole amount and have him...
Because he would go...
Why don't you have him just put it on red or black at the roulette wheel, like that guy did.
So I wanted to last longer.
Sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to last longer.
Right.
And I know if I just gave him all of the money, either with me there or not with me there, he would just go out and gamble it all away.
Do you know the next time I'm in a casino, I might just do that for fun. I might just...
All on red or all on black?
Yeah, just sit at a roulette wheel for like an hour and see how long I can last.
Anyway, how great is that? That's Jimmy and Marnie getting married for no other reason than they're crazy 40-year-olds in love.
Aren't they wonderful?
Isn't that something? Now, if you like that slice of America.
Yeah.
Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the man that was just on the show, on the telephone, by ways of comparison to our next guest, what you just heard was Albert Einstein. You just heard Thomas Edison on the phone.
Good, so we're going to step it down a notch.
Yes.
That's good. I think we need to dumb it down after
just
that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. After flying high. For the scholars.
This is Joe listening to the radio.
Boy, I'm sure this band will have a long career.
How can you not love our show? Let me just say that to you, America. How can you not seriously love our show?
Yeah, there's Joe. Get into the mellow music.
Am I standing still?
Hey, I made good time. It's just a little after 11 o'clock down at Union Station, and I found a parking space right in front of Union Station.
All right, we'll stop it right there. Now the deal is, like the
camera's already on him.
Like we told you yesterday, he's good because this dumb DJ service sent in a thing saying this is something wacky to do.
Right.
Joe will be at Union Station here in D.C., big train station. You've seen it in a lot of movies about Washington.
Right.
He has a monocle. He has a trumpet.
Yeah.
And he is walking a lobster with a leash. And he will be walking up to people, asking them if they can tell that he is foreign, and then asking them if they think he's eccentric.
And, of course, my question to Joe will be how long before you have to drag the lobster.
Mike, I have only heard far enough into the first interview. Where the woman says to him, you're dragging the lobster.
Oh, no.
These guys were working on it before the show when I got here earlier today, and I came down, and that's where I said...
All the humanity.
I said, don't edit that out. Leave it there. We'll just play it on the air.
All the humanity.
So it's the Joe experiment.
Yay.
Is Joe Artinger eccentric?
We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's for the lobster.
Yeah, for the poor lobster.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right on.
Hello, la la la, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello,
everybody. Time for we're gonna go to Kicksville.
Blast off!
Time to blast off for Kicksville. You ready, Mike?
Come on, gang. Let's blast off for Kicksville.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Time to blast off for Kicksville.
Blast off for Joesville.
So, for the last time to set this up, this DJ bit service,
completely nonsensical.
We're looking for a new producer for the show. Mm-hmm. Got a couple of choices. Feeling good about that. Had to
feeling good. Palms sweaty.
Oh, yeah, I was sounding like Rush, didn't I?
Feeling good about that?
Needing OxyContin now? What did he call it? Baby Blues?
Baby Blues.
Candidates approved. Box of Cohibas. Empty box of Cuban Cohibas for 500 Baby Blues.
Must hide medical records.
Wilma. Must talk to Wilma, who is, in fact, the maid.
We'll meet in Denny's parking lot.
And you know his whole rap today. That speech last night.
Almost amazing.
Incredible. Hemorrhoid. So, one of these DJ services, they said this thing saying, here's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wrap your guy in fly pad.
Your guy.
Because you got a station guy, right? Well, Rob, you used to be our guy. Wrap your guy in fly paper.
Mm-hmm.
Then it said, even more moronic, because the thought of wrapping someone in fly paper and pulling it off, I'll admit, that's good.
For the right person.
Yeah, for the right person. Like on Rob, you know, back in the day when we had Rob doing all that stuff.
Back in the day, if we did that to Rob, it would be... It'd be about a slice of agony.
One of the best things... Did we do this to you, the sneezing experiment?
Oh, where you tape my eyes open?
Yeah.
I remember I had black mud in my nose.
And then what we did was tape Rob's eyelids open and made him snort a pepper.
Right.
It hurt.
Because there was some we had read
somebody
somewhere
said that you cannot sneeze with your eyes open.
And when you tape my eyes open, I couldn't sneeze. I just made black mud.
Right. You just went.
So this DJ service says you want to get someone on your show outside, outside among people, among the great and washed. And what you want to do is you want this person to pretend to be a tourist in the town that you broadcast to, and you want to have him wear a monocle, you know, one of those little like Colonel Kling things in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he should be carrying a trumpet,
right.
And there should be a lobster on a leash.
At the end of a leash. You want to turn him into an eccentric.
Yeah.
So
it makes no sense, but we said, but this is Joe. Yeah.
We read it, and then we said, this is so stupid.
What we've done is we actually took two ideas and made them into one idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because the idea was to, the idea about being a tourist was just,
that
yourself as the performer.
Right. Right.
Ride around town to get a feel for
but
your
have
city.
Have your guy be an eccentric.
Have your guy be an eccentric.
So we took both. Yeah. We took both, and here we go. Here now is Joe, just hours ago.
So I'll check back with you. I'm getting ready to leash up Buck. I'll be right back.
He named his lobster?
Yeah. He did. He named the lobster
Buck.
Buck. He'll be referring to him by name throughout this segment. Is Joe eccentric?
Party.
Here we go.
Here's a fella that is.
Rock Lobster.
Great song.
Right on.
I love you, the B-52s.
Joe?
Hello, your name? A few years.
He's just driving?
For real, buddy?
Yeah.
Talking to somebody. Somebody's talking about his lobster already, I'll tell you that.
What, like, know you? He knows his name.
I'm the lobster.
Answer.
Now, remember, somebody right now, right away, Joe's hardly out of his car. Somebody appears to be fascinated with the lobster.
He's wearing a monocle. Joe's is right. You're wearing the monocle?
Not yet.
No, yeah, yet? Not yet?
I'm right across from, I found a great parking space right across from Union Station, and I'm getting Buck leashed up, and this is a homeless guy.
Okay.
Who has spied me and is trying to figure out what I'm doing.
Down by Union Station? That's unusual.
What am I doing with a lobster on the roof of my car?
Right, well, that could be dinner for that guy.
Mm-hmm. And I listened to the tape. I need to know, how did you attach the leash to the lobster?
Actually, I found the perfect leash at the pet store. First, wow. I went and got a cat collar and a cat leash.
Uh-huh.
But then I was strolling around, and I found a ferret leash that kind of had two things on it.
There's the leash.
That's a ferret leash.
Yeah, and it part of it went around his back, and then this part...
It looks like a string tie to me. Yeah.
His front.
And was he lively?
Yeah, he was a peppy guy.
He was a peppy guy. Okay, here's
he got cold later, though, and kind of just chilled out.
How long ago did he pass?
When I got home, I dropped him in the pot.
Oh, so you ate him.
Did you eat him?
Not yet. I'm going to have him for dinner.
Oh, good. But Joe, you dragged him on the street today.
Just a little.
And you know, the meat's inside the shell.
He's got a shell.
He's got a shell, Don.
I'm surprised you didn't know that. He's got a hard shell.
He lived up until the time you put him in the pot.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Joe, that is right there. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's mission accomplished.
I put him in a little, like, canvas cooler with ice packs on the bottom.
Oh, see, you transported him the right way.
I just want to hurt him
good
away.
For you. Good
like you would transfer an organ or something.
Right.
Right. Right. Okay, I got you.
Didn't want to hurt him or waste him. You're an animal lover.
And much the same if you had a kidney, a pancreas or something when you got home. I would boil it, too.
Yeah, sure. I've done that before, too.
After dragging it on the street.
All right, here's Joe talking to a homeless guy today.
Huh?
He's not even started the bit yet.
No. Yes, radio.
We'll see everybody's experience when they think of it.
That's right.
Well, I tell you what. What you're doing is very unusual.
That's what you want. You want some nice confidence from a homeless guy.
Sure.
Well, what you're doing is very good.
Don't we say very unusual?
Yeah.
Thank you.
My name is Larry Williams.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, Larry.
Here we go. Come on, Joe. Let's start this. Joe is eccentric. And now you use an accent, right?
Of course.
Here we go.
I would have done my accent, but I'm still trying to get Buck leashed in here so he don't run away on me.
Buck.
After all, Buck is my lunch.
That's his lobster.
All right. Buck's on a leash.
Buck is my lunch.
You're listening to Eccentric Buck? Joe.
Ready, Buck?
Here we go.
Squirt a little water on him.
Joe, what's happening?
Oh. Cut three. Come in, Joe. Joe, you tape this.
Tape is rolling.
I told the guys not to edit this part.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. May I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
Here's his Londoner.
Here we go.
His Londoner accent.
No, at this point, you are wearing the monocle.
I've got all the gear.
You've got the trumpet.
In front when people come out of
Union Station. Union Station, right?
There I am.
And yeah, you're holding the trumpet?
Right in front of that statue.
And right. You've got the lobster on a leash.
On a leash.
Do you blow the trumpet at all?
No.
No. Just a prop.
Just a prop. Eccentric.
All right, here we go. Here's Eccentric Joe. Going to hear that opening again.
Me too.
Joe?
Oh, here we go.
Is Joe eccentric?
Oh, I forgot to mention that in the meantime, in this moment of silence, there are people on tour buses,
sure.
People walking by far away,
staring
police officers, luggage, cabbies, everybody staring at the guy with the lobster.
I just heard you saying something like tally-ho or something, so maybe you're going to talk to somebody.
Yeah, some people just walk by, you know.
Okay, here we go.
Can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio? Very good.
Very good.
They say no?
I don't know.
Well, you were there.
Yeah, I know. How about you, ma'am? I say, where's the loo? Do you find me eccentric?
Is that like the bathroom?
Have a guess at me lobster's name.
Claus?
No, it's Buck. What country do you think I'm from?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that's a real accent.
You don't?
Ouch.
How about if I use a different one? Like this one.
Oh, it sounds much the same to me.
Thank you, honey.
Fag you can spare?
No, I don't.
Have a fag, okay.
What do you think of me lobster?
He's
not in front of the train station.
How long have you been dragging him around?
2 years.
Okay. He's doing good. What's the life expectancy?
No, they last for 25 years.
Wow.
Just having him out for his daily walk, you know?
Uh-huh. Are you for real?
For real.
WJSK. Okay. All right. Well, really good.
Thank you.
She said that.
Right,
I like letting these people do all the talking. And that's good.
Today, we said, Joe, normally we don't send them out with the mic flag, that thing that you put on that
right.
Says CBS. Or
right.
Okay.
Right.
Today, to give him, since he was going to be there with the lobster and a monocle.
Give him a little credibility.
We gave him the thing that says WJFK, one that says CBS on it, so they know that they're...
Yeah, it helped. Too.
That he's doing something real.
Very good.
Okay, here's Joe now. So that woman, I would think, Joe, officially did not think you were eccentric.
I guess not.
No.
Right. Oh, even though you had a monocle, a trumpet, and the lobster on a leash, and you did the two great accents.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Here we go.
Count them.
Here's the next person.
God.
I just did.
Similar but different.
Right.
Sure.
Nothing better just hearing Joe be Joe, is there?
Thanks.
Feel like my brother's here.
I can hear the buses pulling up, Joe.
And away.
And away.
You get you some attention.
What did he say?
He's doing an accent.
Ahoy, sirs. Can I ask you some questions?
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Maybe I should have had them edit this.
Yeah.
You know, they said we could tighten this thing up a little bit for you. I said, nah, just let it roll.
How about you, sir? A few questions? Hello, sir. Can I ask you a few questions? Come on over. You won't bite.
Are people afraid of you?
Come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just as well we let it run because, I mean, people were just walking in big semicircles around me. They would come across the street and just veer away.
Yeah. Besides having the monocle and the trumpet and the tape recorder with the giant thing that says CBS WJFK, what were you wearing?
Oh, I was just dressed like this with a windbreaker on.
So you just had the normal Joe uniform on.
See, I would have put you on. I have a bruise under my eye where that monocle was.
Oh, see, I would have put
that thing was a pain in the ass. My eye was stuck to the glass of the monocle.
Ouch. I would have put you in a plaid vest.
Next time.
Like Don?
Next time, yeah.
Next time. What'd you say, like me?
Yeah, you've got a sweater vest on today.
No, I was thinking more
you've
like a...
You've got a sweater vest on you.
I was thinking more like a... are you under the influence of any kind of Class 3 or Schedule 3 narcotic
no,
right
but
now?
I've been going since 8 o'clock. I'm about ready for a beer.
He's ready for... Let's have one.
All right, now people are avoiding
I
you,
say,
right?
Old chap, where's the loo?
The loo.
Yeah, the loo.
He's going to the bathroom. Inside.
Do you find me eccentric?
Somewhat.
Have a guess at me lobster's name.
Crawley.
No, it's Buck. What do you think of it?
What is there to think? Why do you have him on a leash?
He's out for his daily walk.
Okay, you're eccentric.
What country do you think I'm from?
England.
Oh. Very good, and I have permission to broadcast you on CBS Radio?
Sure, I don't care. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good man.
See, I was
hey, you got one. He's one for one.
You were hitting on all eight on that one, Joe.
You're one for one. Not only did he say, yes, you are eccentric, he believed you are from London.
That's fantastic.
I was so into my role that I almost forgot to tell him he'd be on the radio.
Let's do one more before the break. But I see that we have plenty, so we can come back to this.
You're not normally forgetful.
Not normally.
Oh, Mike, he's not forgetful. Joe is regretful.
Joe is regretful.
Of course he is.
Not forgetful.
Right.
Okay.
Regretful.
Make a delicious dinner.
That's where he's going later.
Oh.
I'm still talking about eating the lobster.
See, big mistake tipping the hand that the lobster's not your pet.
Okay, sir, can I ask you some questions for CBS Radio?
Sure.
You idiot, Joe.
Come on over. That's fine, just a few questions. I say, old chap, where's the loo?
Where's the loo?
Yes.
Right inside, near the elevator.
Do you find me eccentric?
I found you right here.
Hey, I knew this guy wants to be a comedian.
Fingers.
Hold on, back it up. What was the question? Oh, what do you think my lobster is named?
What's the name of me lobster?
And that didn't come from us, incidentally. This whole, what's the name of my lobster? That's from Joe.
Okay.
Naming the lobster Buck, that was your...
Well, I thought these questions were submitted on that idea sheet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but didn't we have... But we had some other ones that we had jotted for you yesterday. Remember, there's another card.
Yes, but you guys always tell me to stick to the script, and I thought my script was the original.
No, that was part of the... Well, never mind. It was part of the script, but never mind.
Seems to be fine.
Near the elevator.
Do you find me eccentric?
I found you right here.
Have a guess at me lobster's name.
Fingers.
No, it's Buck. What do you think?
Buck?
Buck, the lobster. What country do you think I'm from?
I'd say New Zealand.
Oh. Close.
Liverpool, actually.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a wonderful exchange.
It's very difficult keeping these people for four questions.
That is, I know what you want to say. Say it. I'm thinking it. Say it.
The country of Liverpool.
But I did that on purpose.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
To be specific.
Yeah. It was a gag.
The thinking man's gag.
Okay,
Joe.
Well
done.
All right, I got you. Okay, let's stop one more time at Kicksville here.
It's like the Starsky and the Hutch.
Again, is Joe eccentric?
Ma'am, can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
He's wearing a monocle.
Really quickly.
With a lobster on a leash.
I say, where's the loo?
I hope there.
Do you find me eccentric?
Yeah, very much.
Have a guess at me lobster's name.
Oh, my God. Doo-doo.
No, it's Buck. Don't you look like a Buck?
Well, I guess so.
What country do you think I'm from?
From here?
No, wrong, no.
Australia?
No, have another go at it.
New Zealand?
Close, Liverpool.
Excellent.
Thank you for your time.
No worries.
Country of Liverpool.
Can I put this on CBS Radio?
Oh, you can, if you want.
Thank you.
Sure, but nobody at CBS is dumb enough to put this on the radio.
I just hope the disc jockeys across the country are doing this same great bit.
Yeah, I hope I don't get ripped off by the morning mess.
Don't jack this bit.
There's only one show.
The Don and Mike Show.
I really would go all the way with this.
Hey, people are avoiding me. I hope Tim Coburn doesn't rip me off.
Please don't. But he is sticking to the script. Now, we have written some funnier questions for him than the four that the DJ service sent along.
My question would be, did the authorities ever try to ride you right out of town?
Not at all.
Really? Sure.
It's a free country. Mm-hmm. And I was in the park there.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
All right, you damn dummy. Get out. I'm not done with this shit. We have to take a break. But I don't think we need you in here anymore, Joe. For the rest of today's show.
I will come in at the end of this bit to explain the very end of it, because it got surreal.
Okay, well, if we get to that, that'll be great.
like it's not surreal already.
When you get to the end of this opus, this epic, this mini-series,
like I was just saying a second ago, this is what makes our show great.
Right.
And I really mean this, that listening to Joe operate, I could listen to Joe driving around in the car talking to himself all day long.
Absolutely.
And the fact that he's wearing the getup and he's trying to do the thing, I'm dying at this.
When you go to National Zoo, where does everybody want to hang out? The Great Ape House.
That monocle gave me a bruise.
Bruise under the eye, I put him in a pot.
That's right, it's ferret leash.
Took him home and put him in a pot.
That's right, I'm going to save it later on for dinner.
I'm gonna come in at the end of this bit just to kind of explain everything.
Just so you can get all the loose ends tied up. So,
Joe.
That's good.
That was my guilty pleasure. Listen, I can't stop it here.
Where's the loo?
You're pointing at the clock, Rob. I see you.
Keep doing your thing. I'm your assistant. I'm just watching.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, lobster. People are fascinated with the creature.
Sure. Hey, lobster.
Lobster.
Hey, lobster on a leash. Funny man monocle.
Hey, funny man with lobster.
What country are you from? And all these four people.
Liverpool.
Really? Yeah.
I knew that.
That's his joke answer. Liverpool.
Yeah.
I know.
It's his joke answer.
I know. See, your joke is, I get jokes, Mike.
Yeah, right.
Your joke is that when Joe said it was a joke, Joe didn't really know.
No.
I'm gonna bet right now that Joe did know.
Yeah, me too.
Liverpool is not a country.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
What?
But I don't think he knew at that moment. He just kind of made a slip.
I think at that moment.
Hello.
Now, really, Joe. And really, listen, don't be ashamed of being stupid. I'm stupid. I admit it all the freaking time.
No, I'd be more than happy to admit I'm stupid, but no, I did it simply because it's where the Beatles are from. And I know it's not a country, obviously.
Oh, there he is. Okay, what country is Liverpool in?
I guess it would be Northern England.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
And he can't wait to put him in the pot.
Can't wait to put him in the pot, mate.
Bye, Joe.
Tally-ho.
Tally-ho.
I knew it. Wait.
Cedric F.
Freak. That's what it stood for, freak.
Yeah.
Eccentric freak.
Joe Show.
E.F. Arnger.
Look at this silly man with a lobster.
Gotta break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
They're garbage cans. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Hold on, get back to the Joe thing in a second. We have someone calling from Dallas. Hmm. Somebody to listen to us at 2. Hello, Robert.
How's it going?
So you're the guy in Dallas that gets up at midnight and listens to our show?
No, I used to get off work and listen to the show. But.
You got until we mentioned it yesterday. Were you? Did you think it was live?
No, I knew it. I knew you should put it.
Uh-huh. Right on.
Okay. How do you enjoy the show? You understand?
It's a great show. Y'all do a great job.
Oh,
thank,
good.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, thank
we
you.
We appreciate it.
And no problem.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Said the word.
We got a bunch of new stations. We got Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
We got Portland. Both of those are live clears. Right. And then there's excuse me, I got the hiccups.
Just like Frida, I got the
hiccups. I got the hiccups.
And then there's Dallas, where we're out in the middle of the night.
And we're very happy to get whatever scraps they throw us at the night.
Yeah, whatever garbage you want, just toss it this way, the Don and Mike Show. Now, let me see if Alan is here. Because I have a question about the inner workings of WJFK radio station.
We all do.
The Infinity Broadcasting Home of the Don and Mike Show. Well, I got the hiccups.
Would you like a bro?
I got the hiccups.
I got the hiccups that kill me.
You know how you take care of them.
How?
I mean, this is a 100% cure. Do you have a? Give him my water that I haven't opened yet. And this is simple. You hold your breath. You hold your breath until you can't stand it, and you take tiny, tiny little sips of water while you're holding your breath until you can't stand it anymore. Your hiccups will be gone.
That doesn't work.
I'll do it during a commercial. I'm not going to do that. He's just trying to get me to do something stupid.
And now, you see, you have no faith.
No, I don't.
Wait just a second there. That's a perfect cure for the hiccups.
But I'll get
by. You're still hiccups.
I've got it, but I've got them bad. I got it under control now, Mike.
You don't. Now, are you saying this because you think I just want you to look foolish, or you're saying this because it's like everything? You just don't have any faith in my medical abilities.
Yes.
I cured somebody the other day with this, and they thanked me profusely.
Did you wear your harem scarum hat?
You just hold your breath, and that's for anybody that gets hiccups.
Teaspoon of sugar.
Hold your breath. No, no.
Yes.
No.
I'm trying to get a hold of Alan.
It works for everyone unless you're diabetic.
See, I see you over there bouncing up and down.
What is Alan Line wants phone number? Because the hiccups.
Right, I've got the...
I got the hiccups.
460.
How long can you hold your breath?
No, his real phone number.
Oh.
How long can I hold my breath?
Yeah, roughly. I mean, I know you're worried about like not being on the show for that amount.
I don't know, they did it...
I mean, I'm saying, you know, if it's it'd be a minute
you know,
and 30 seconds.
You know, this is now the second day in a row that you've brought up the amount of time that... Listen, Mike, any time that you want to switch things, like we've had those discussions, do you want to come over here?
Done. Get out of here right now. It's all me. And take that water with you. Take that water with you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to tell you about a dining experience that you will absolutely love. I'm talking, of course, about O'Mara's Restaurant, located on beautiful Center Street in Manassas, Virginia. A wonderful, fantastic eating experience. Yes, let me tell you what we're having on our specials this evening. I believe it's a lovely black and red snapper.
Ooh.
With a beautiful vegetable medley of snow peas and carrots. Baby carrots, that is, sautéed in butter, gleaming with just a hint of parsley on the side. Mouth-watering? You bet it is. Now, earlier I was talking about remedies, and I'll tell you about this remedy. It's water, you see. Simply take a sip of water as you hold your breath.
Uh-huh.
Kraft baby marshmallows, a little Kraft cheese, and then put them all together. And hey, can I mention, how about those Boston Red Sox? You know, even with the injury-riddled schedule they have, the Red Sox are still sitting atop the American League East with a 4-3 record.
Congratulations.
Rob is writing down your hiccup sickness. That's right. If you use my remedy, your hiccup sickness will be H2 over. Now, coming up in the next half hour, I'll be making phone calls to my ex-wives. It should be very, very exciting. It should be very special for you and yours. All right, you've proved your point. Get back in here. And I was just trying to help you.
No, you did certainly.
I was trying to help you.
Listen, Mike, I know that you're going... Oh, let me put my headphones on.
Yes.
Speak with you.
Yeah. Incidentally, that is a good look when you have them just around your neck with the cord. Dom is wandering the hallway just kind of with the cord hanging around his shoulder.
Because, listen, man, I have feelings too. I know you're going through this thing.
What is this, for his restaurant?
Well, yeah. You can, as soon as I leave.
No, the restaurant, I got that out of the way. Yes.
I know that you're wound up about your personal life.
Yes, not as wound up as
that was
yesterday. That's okay now.
Okay. Well, either way, you know me. I'm like just like a daffodil, and I'm so goddamn sensitive. And yesterday you said,
"Oh, you took it the wrong way." I was simply saying, I thought you were worried about disrupting the rhythm, and I thought it would be a cure all for your hiccups. I bet they're gone now, aren't they?
Now, yes.
See, because I got you a little wound up. And see, that was the other all by cure. Design.
That was all by design?
It's my magical little thing. But, you know, that
all
was
I knew,
it's fun once in a while. To do that.
Anytime you want. I would take a day off with pay. all I know is that yesterday you said, and I remembered it, you said when you were playing with your telephone,
right,
and I was busting your balls, you said,
yeah,
well, it doesn't really matter. Like, you talked for the whole first 2 hours, and I don't even talk until halfway through the show.
Now, see, you're overreacting
you
to both things I am saying. But the way I said it yesterday, I would say, go to the tape. Let's go to the videotape. And listen, I was not saying that as a dig. I was saying that in a responsible way to pick up the slack of the second half is usually when I'm more, you know, when I do my job. I'm not doing this to slam
you. Like what? The first 2 hours, what do? You just sit there with your thumb up your butt?
No,
of course not.
I don't. I'm just simply saying, I. That pleases me greatly. That pleases me greatly. But here, you know, here I am, a friend sitting over here, and all I'm doing is trying to give you a hiccup cure, and you just poo-poo it so quickly.
No,
and
it
my
worked.
Medical remedies, I could write a book of them.
I know you could.
I really could.
No, it worked. It worked just great. Butter.
And you ever burn yourself?
And the good news is,
butter.
That's very wrong. What time? 10 till 5?
You don't do that.
No. In 10 minutes, I'll be able to clock out.
Mm-hmm.
Because 5 to 7, that's your time.
No, and I didn't mean that.
3 to 5.
See, what? Now, which way?
Three to five is when I do all the talking.
Why don't you clear up for me which part is offending you more? The fact that I say that I am not as needed in the first half or because it's
you're
all me.
During
I'm not
the whole
think I'm
show.
Saying it's all me. I know
no,
I'm needed. During
you're needed
the
during the whole show.
I know I'm needed, and I know I am, and I feel loved and needed, and it has nothing to do.
And I don't. I'm an insecure bastard. And I'm sorry, Mike, that my wedding is fine and my marriage is fine. And I'm sorry that when I come to work, I don't want to do something that might get me thrown in jail.
What are you talking about?
Killing your wife?
No.
Kidding. I'm a joke.
Oh,
he's never mentioned it. I've mentioned it as a possible solution.
Uh-huh. No,
I've mentioned it as a solution. Just
I don't tell you everything either.
You can contract that stuff out. It'll never be traced back to you.
I don't tell you everything
really?
Either. The matter yesterday that upset me greatly that I came to you with was pretty much resolved at about 4:15, 4:20 when I had a conversation.
Oh, no, and I knew that when you came back in the studio.
No, you didn't know that. No, you don't know everything about me.
I know this.
You don't know that. I didn't tell anybody about it, and I didn't say anything about
you,
it.
Without getting very specific, and you tell me if I have to dump this out.
No, what?
You came into the studio. Here's all you said.
Later in the show, I told you.
Like at 6, you came in and you
six
said...
6 o'clock. Yeah, I'd done that at 4:15, 4:20.
Okay, then...
Do you know when I did it? I did it when I went down to get the phone.
What about today? Then when you arrive to work today...
These are privileged conversations that I have in the office
and
with you.
I'm not going to bring up any specifics.
About my personal life. I don't bring up personal life because it's too tragic.
But I'm not going to bring up specifics.
Mm-hmm.
But you say that everything was resolved.
Yet but it is. But the whole matter, the whole big thing,
when you
it
came
was
in
a big
today,
matter. Yesterday was huge.
You came in today.
Yesterday was a huge thing.
And there was an issue today.
But the issue was, I was just saying that. Like, you know what? Like when you say stuff, you know, we say stuff to vent a little bit.
Yeah,
you
we
know?
Vent.
That's what we do. We vent. It wouldn't be anything that would that everybody would want to hear because it wouldn't be that
happy.
Oh, I
disagree.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it would... Oh, God. Okay, now it's like, okay, you disagree.
No.
So maybe I'm the wimp and I don't want
to... No. Listen, you signed an agreement. I'm not... See, now, just like I overreacted, now you're overreacting.
Well,
I'm not...
I always feel like Ed McMahon in that drunk tape that we play. You know, it's like you, those are now 10-year-old animals. I always feel, whenever we get in a fight, I always feel like I'm Ed now. That's how, no, but everything is fine.
Look, we fight now. We don't even really fight, though.
No.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Like,
we don't.
Can I tell you, and be honest with me.
Yeah.
When I walked out.
Yeah.
You know I wasn't walking out.
I knew you weren't walking out.
I'm just goofing on you.
I know, exactly.
I'm just goofing on you. But there's a part
there's
of me.
A level.
I'm terribly insecure.
I am not. The day that I am dissatisfied after 19 years of this thing being the way it is the day I will certainly let you know.
I'm terribly insecure. I'm a bowl of Jell-O inside. I have been my whole goddamn life.
No,
every day I expect to come in and get fired. Every day. It will not surprise me the day that they say you're fired. That's the day that I'll call home and say to Freedom, wow, I told you so.
I knew
well,
it.
And she'll say, well, you said it every day that I've known you.
No, that's two of us. I mean, I think that recent events, I think that we all walk in here every day, you know, ice cream socials aside, feeling very sensitive. I think about what I just did out in the hallway, that they might be tapping on my door and saying, hey, that's not the kind of behavior that a person that's on the radio should do. Here's ripping down the ice cream social sign.
Here's what I was trying to call Alan.
I did, Buzz. I tore it down.
Wow. The general manager.
You don't like ice cream?
Well, now here's the thing. You know, let's face it.
We need more. You know what this radio station needs? It needs a hell of a lot more than an ice cream social.
Morale at
the conference room, which is, you know, the cheap conference room.
Morale at the station sucks. It's okay. We've addressed it. It's all right. You know, we've been through regimes before. We've been up. We've been down. We've been high. We've been low. We get what's going on. But somehow the word has gotten back to management that right now, morale-wise, around WJFK radio, that people are hanging their heads.
Is that why they're doing it?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Uh-huh.
So tomorrow, in order to bring the staff together,
all right,
at 4 o'clock, there will be an ice cream social on the third floor. Now, Alan, if you're listening, I've tried to call you on your telephone. You're not there. You dope. You want to make people happy? Here's what you do. 4 o'clock is an outstanding time.
Mm-hmm.
Two words. Open bar.
Bingo.
Okay? Go to Price Club. Get one of those big things that comes in plastic that has all of the little finger foods on it.
Right.
Yeah, and then you call it a keg social.
Yes, a keg social.
Mm-hmm. It's not an ice cream social. People, listen.
You know, I think you also have it off campus.
People want to forget that they work here.
You have it. You know what you do? You have it at the nearest possible watering hole to the front door of the radio.
Well, the problem there, Mike, is that eventually there's got to be there's got to be a change of either dollars or you.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that would never happen.
So you do it on the cheap. Mm-hmm. So you keep it in the station.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing: if you're going to be in the station because you're doing it on the cheap, you want people to forget that they hate it here. So you want them to get good and drunk.
Right. Exactly. You have to bring alcohol.
If you're going to have a social.
You know,
and incidentally, who flew that at the flagpole?
Yeah.
Welcome to the WJFK social.
Yeah, Andy Griffith working here now, or what?
You know what's really sad? In our last batch of Best Of, I ran a segment from 1998 where you had a very similar yelling match about this, but they've regressed because at least at that one, there was a bar, and there was beer, but it was a bad bar.
If you go back years and years, and I always use this as an example, and when Don and I worked at WAVA doing a morning show, and whether we had good ratings, bad ratings, any ratings, whatever, morale was always good because you know what? We got together.
But Mike, it was the go-go 80s.
Yeah.
It was the go-go 80s.
It was.
No, but there was some of that still when I got here to this station.
It was. When we first started working here.
Yeah. John popped.
Yeah.
Stop it.
God.
John popped.
But it's just, you know, I looked at that and I'm like, what is that? And now I'm worried about getting fired because I tore it off.
You won't. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. No problem. Someone's already put it back up already. Besides, they're not going to send anything to you.
No, they're not.
You know, nobody.
Everybody knows when it is. Ooh, it's 4 o'clock. Ice cream. Mm.
Nobody says anything to us around here. I guess that's a good thing. I was telling this to Hughes yesterday, to Michael Hughes, the guy who's one of the bosses here. We've had him on the show. he was asking about how it's going with the search for a producer. Yeah. And I said, well, I was telling these the people that I'm interested in, the best part about working here is that you don't have to answer to anybody. Because the program director's a joke, the general manager's a joke, that pretty much all you get, it's really a great place to work because nobody touches you. As long as you get ratings, you're okay. Mm-hmm. And Michael Hughes was standing there nodding his head, and then it's very slowly he's realizing what I've said to these people is the reason this is such a great place is that you'll never have to talk to a guy like Michael Hughes, and when you finally do, you just give him lip service and tell him what he needs to hear.
Mm-hmm. And then it kind of went ding.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very frustrating.
Hold on. We think we know who planned this.
Okay.
Haji.
Haji did it?
Think it was Haji?
I think so.
Well, Haji, he has a cocktail once in a while, doesn't he? I mean, what's his...
Jack.
Hey, Haji, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Jack, I didn't know you organized this. I wouldn't have ripped it off the wall if I'd known that.
No, it's okay. It was just something to, you know, raise the morale around here, and we kind of are taking
Hey, hold on. Raise the morale? What is this, WFAG? We're going to have an ice cream social to raise the morale?
Now, Haji, you...
And Haji, I'm insecure. How are you going to raise the morale when your big dogs are doing their show when you're having your party? I'm insecure, dude.
All right, well, we were just thinking about our salespeople and just trying to get staff motivated around here. And so...
I tell you, the best way to motivate the salespeople...
How's that?
I can't say it on the radio. It's not politically correct, but yeah.
Well, we are kind of going with your open bar idea.
You got the right idea, Rob.
Writing.
It does involve a gun.
Yeah, maybe, you know, Haji, if the ice cream social is now code...
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's a code word.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just put open bar social. Keg social.
I think it was kind of assumed. We just didn't put it in writing.
All right. How about a monthly happy hour?
Ice cream. What kind of ice cream?
And you know what? A happy hour that goes, you know, maybe started at 3 o'clock. Because if you started at 3 o'clock, by the 4:30, you know, mark, we'll be able to get some people on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Started at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Right.
Come by for coffee and fellowship.
That's right. What kind of ice cream have you ordered, Hodge?
We're thinking about Rocky Road, vanilla, chocolate, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Boy, and what is it going to be? Just somebody runs out to, like, the local grocery store?
Oh, we're going to go pick up by O'Meara's.
Yeah, all right, Haji. I mean, really, is that what... Somebody going to run down to the grocery store and just grab ice cream?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
That idea sucks. I'm sorry, Haji. I mean, it's your idea.
Haji, you're a nice guy, really. You're a good guy. It's just, you know, we think you need to get everybody bombed.
All right, well, we're working on that.
All right, very good.
Maybe for the next one.
For the next one.
Right. Yeah.
So what kind of turnout do you expect for the ice cream social tomorrow?
Well, it kind of depends on what kind of liquor and stuff we're able to get.
Right. So you are actually...
We're going to do something at this one, but I think the next one will be a little bit more focused on the open bar.
There you go.
And you had to... Let me try to understand the food chain here. That you went with this idea for a big morale boost to have an ice cream party. You went to who? To Alan, to the general manager?
We actually worked out with Megan first, and then Julie and I kind of... got it through to Bobby and Alan, and yeah, everything was approved from there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the entire Politburo has approved it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Never. You know. Listen. You know. Here's where I'm going to be a walking contradiction. I'm insecure as hell, but on the other hand, I'm very cocky.
Very secure.
So what? You never thought to ask, you know, Mike or me, what we think about this? You just decide you're going to fix morale around here,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have a goddamn ice cream party.
Well, you tell me what you think would work then.
Well, let me ask you something.
Besides the shooting and all that.
Let me ask you something. You like girls?
Absolutely.
Okay, are you sure about that?
Oh, positive.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Do you watch The O.C.? Just answer the question, Haji. Wait, what's your favorite liqueur? And don't say a liqueur. Don't say something faggy.
I'm a big Jack and Coke fan.
Jack and Coke.
Uh-huh. Well, then, right there. Welcome to the morale party hosted by Jack and Coke.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listen, for some of the guys, get some real Coke. I mean, I'm not talking about Coca-Cola.
No, yeah.
Like, get real Coke.
The Go-Go 80s.
Right. That's right.
Hey, if you see that'll work, well, maybe we'll push it on.
Just the mice races. Watch them run. Watch them run through the maze.
Maybe Mark St. John will get down on his knees and beg for some.
If you're going to do that, let's start at 9 a.m.
Come on, Big Al. Come on, Big Al.
Come on, please.
Listen, now we're telling stories out
of
school.
Yes, of course, we shouldn't say that exactly.
All of these events are alleged. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, though, if you're going to plan a party like that, you might want to invite Goldie from Oldies 100. And ask him to wear his New York Giants helmet. And then call Jim Vance and tell him to come over.
Oh my God.
There was a buzz. You know why I can say that? Because I was there. I'm as bad as them. I was there.
I know.
I was there.
I know. I just think Jim likes to forget that, I think.
No, he does. Wow.
Truth be told, so do I. But yeah. I don't mind bringing it up once in a while.
Right. Well, you live, you learn. But I'll tell you this. I'm not advocating illegal drug use. No. I'm not for that. But I'm saying we got to have booze at the social tomorrow.
All right.
At our tea party, at our station tea party.
Yeah, so can you maybe make that happen, Jag?
It's done.
Ah, there you go, there you go. I like you, Jag. You're a can-do guy.
We all do.
I try, Mike, I try.
I know you do. You know what? I think Jag's just trying to do whatever he can.
I know.
It's just a little misguided.
He's like most people here. You know, this is what this is this whole job, this whole thing, it's a tweener, right? Oh. And for you, it's you're between what you were doing before and what you're going to be doing when you leave here. and be honest with me.
Yeah, no, you said it right there in a nutshell.
Yeah, I know. I got it. You know, hence the problems. Even though I'm here bitching and complaining and telling you I'm insecure and I'm all full of myself, I'll tell you the other thing. As much as this station sucks, I still love radio.
I know you do.
This is still my passion. Yeah. The problem is that I'm surrounded with people like with tweeners, like Haji. You know, no offense, Haji, but look at he thinks, what's a good idea? You know, Haji, maybe you would do that like at the Hallmark store. Right? You'd have an ice cream social.
Yeah.
You're trying to get morale up at a radio station. Get hard liquor.
I think you've certainly gotten that through his head now that he will be sneaking liquor into the ice cream social, which really is almost like the plot of a 50s movie.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, really.
So hard liquor was actually our first idea, but it was kind of shot down because of what's happened in the past with hard liquor and some of our account execs.
Okay.
You know, what's happened in the past is some of the people, God pray against us, some of the people that work here have actually had a drink and then talked to other people and said, hey, you know what?
Yeah, and the real truth comes out.
You're not such a jerk. I don't really hate you so bad.
Uh-huh.
You know, I kind of like you.
You want to throw somebody under the bus, Haji?
From the last time?
Who poo-pooed the ideas
this
for
time.
Us? The booze? Yeah, I'm just curious.
It wasn't just one person. It was just an experience that people were talking about, and they didn't want that to happen.
Well, who has been scarred by alcohol to the point that they don't want alcohol served at the radio station?
I think all I can say is upper management.
Upper management,
there you go.
Was that Alan? What's he afraid of?
Well, who knows?
Or is it Bobby? It couldn't be Bobby, because I'll tell you this. Bobby is one hell of a party woman.
Yeah.
She likes to party. When she gets a snootful.
Yeah, apparently there was some best stuff she was talking about where we were talking about her at a Christmas party.
Man,
yeah.
She loves to dance.
She's sensitive to that.
She loves to dance. She loves to hug. She loves to do everything. I mean, not do everything, but she loves to do everything.
Absolutely. I think really it's essential that this, and you need beer. You need beer.
Okay.
To warm everybody up.
Now that could be cheap. Yeah, you go. Just go
get
out,
some beer.
Get a keg. Go to O'Mara's. Get the men's room. Whatever's on the men's room floor. So put it into one of those big metal kegs.
Get some beer.
Beer and liquor.
Beer and liquor. And you know, and then you just bring a pint of ice cream. Put it over in the corner. Go, hey, I thought this was an ice cream social. And you look over and there'll be, you know, this crusty plastic spoon with chocolate dripping off. And you go, there it is.
But don't worry, you guys, listen, you'll have a great time, booze or not. Because let's face it, you'll all be able to talk about what jerks we are.
Yes, of course.
You should be having the party right when our show's on
and
the air.
And that goes better with booze.
No, there's no saying that you guys can't come up during the break so we can bring it down to you.
That's okay. Now you'll be upstairs. We'll be down here working.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, we'll bring it down.
Well, you know, that's guys, let's not be unreasonable here. That could be fun.
But face it, don't you think our morale is great?
Our morale's fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. Don't focus on us.
Never been better, but
we're the best.
Always can be a little, you know, Haji, if you want to sneak a little something down here, that's just fine.
I don't need it, Haji. You know why? Rah-rah, sis, bum-ba. I'm a company guy all the way. It's a great place to work. It's my choice to work for Infinity Broadcast.
You're a walking ice cream social.
You're a walking, what's the DQ thing that I'm thinking of?
A blizzard.
A walking blizzard,
that
Mike.
That is one of the finest compliments you've ever made.
You're a walking blizzard.
Snickers blizzard.
A Heath Bar blizzard, if you please.
Even better.
If you
please. Ooh.
Hey, you understand.
Buzz.
Yes?
You're a walking nana split.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you. That
really,
is,
I mean that.
High praise.
I mean that. And Rob? You'll always be my strawberry shortcake.
Thank you. And the food, not the dog.
Faggy. That is gay.
That's so faggy.
Strawberry shortcake. That is yellow cake, ice cream, strawberries.
Whipped cream. Whipped heavy cream.
Whipped cream.
Heavy cream. Heavy cream. All right, Jag. Haji, understand, we're not yelling at you. We're not mad at you. We're mad at the dirt.
That's right.
I hear you.
Okay.
We'll do what we can to make it better.
This kind of sucks, an ice cream social, but you do what you can to make it better.
Thank you, Haji.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey, Haji.
Yeah.
Do you think I talk too much between 3 and 5?
No, not at all.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
I will. Don't worry.
I'm cool with it, Mike.
I didn't mean that.
I'm okay.
Come on.
I didn't mean it either.
We need some ice cream socializing down here.
Yeah.
Hey, Haji, get my drift. You read between the lines, right?
Ice cream.
We'll need that ice cream social brought to us, if you know what I mean.
What is, you know, this
see,
is...
See, my idea is to really, if we do that, if it's at 4 o'clock, then you have, you know, the people that might be persuaded to come on the radio.
Oh, it'd be fun. It'd be like a party. Build a show.
I mean, I remember Jeremy Piven, Buzz.
Yes.
It's about the most fun we've had.
What was his name again, Buzz?
Jeremy Piven.
That's great. I'm trying the general manager now on his cell phone. I remember the number now. I hope this is him. And,
You may want to try him at Baskin-Robbins.
He wouldn't get it. It'd be like at Safeway.
Where's the ghost?
Alan,
Don, and Mike, we're on the air. How you doing?
Oh, hang on a sec.
Are you in a meeting? What are you doing?
Actually, on a conference call. Can I call you back?
No. Listen, the ice cream social. P.U.
Yeah. We're modifying it, Al.
It's like a homo thing. How are you going to fix morale with ice cream?
We're
Al, you fix morale with booze.
We're telling them to spike the ice cream social.
Hey, and listen, what's the deal with having a party when we're on the air? We disagree with this.
Well, we're going to save the ice cream for you. Unfortunately, it'll be melted by then, but we'll save some.
Yeah. All right, everybody wonders why the morale's so bad around here.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, you jerk.
How about we all go out for a happy hour?
Well, I mean, we had suggested that,
too. Like the old days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not a bad idea. But
that's good. Why don't you just get rid of the ice cream, though? I mean, then come on, Alan. That's so queer.
The guys wanted to do something like this.
Tell me the guys that wanted an ice cream party at the radio station. Tell me these guys. Name their names.
I can't tell you exactly.
I'll stand opposed. I will stand up in opposition to an ice cream party. I think that that's for three-year-olds.
Well, listen, if they wanted to do it and everybody seemed enthused about it, who am I to stand in the way?
Well, just tell me one of these people, unless there are no people.
It's phony enthusiasm.
Tell me
Is it phony? I don't know.
Tell me one of these brown noses that came to you and said, hey, this would be a great idea if we eat ice cream.
Yeah, what are you going to have, pony rides?
I'm not going to out anybody.
No, we think we should change it to an ice cream spiked social.
But I got the feeling that it was a uniqueness. Hello?
Yes. Yeah,
you're there.
It doesn't seem like such a natural on a 40-degree week.
Who's that?
That's Ralph. Who's that?
You know, it would be great, Alan. It would be, you talk about the old days. We had a great party like the real old days, like before you worked here.
Oh, great.
like when you worked at MAL. That's when we really had some great parties.
Oh, man, it was terrible.
Hey, we had great ones at MAL, too. Come on.
Tear the roof off the sucker.
Frank and Jack loved ice cream.
Yeah, we had them at O'Donnell's restaurant.
Yeah, Bill Trumbull could put away some serious rocky roads.
That's shaky, Alan. This whole ice cream social thing is shaky.
You would have liked it if you would have been invited, I bet.
Well, we were invited. There's a poster up that I tore down on the door.
And they asked
How about if they bring the ice cream into the studio?
If they bring the wink, wink, new type of ice cream.
And this is why I'm insecure, because what he has just said is what I felt. Because you guys weren't invited.
Yeah, and what it really was is we weren't involved.
Confirmed.
Because you're having a party for everybody at the station, except
us. What is that?
And listen, I'm not lactose intolerant, I'm Leibwand intolerant. You're really ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So we've instructed Jag to modify the party a little bit.
It's all booze. Forget the ice cream. All booze tomorrow.
It's a happy hour.
I trust Jag 100%, so...
What does that mean?
I trust him. Whatever...
you trust him, so if he makes a few alterations to the party, it'll be fine?
Hello?
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 All right, one of three things happen. Either, one of them is real good, so you can pick out one. Either the cell just dropped off.
No such luck, Rob.
The cell just dropped off, or he got mad and hung up. Or he just, like a car just ran him over.
You know, you can't eat ice cream all the time and expect to live forever.
Absolutely. Those arteries finally just gave in.
A lot of people don't know Alan lives exclusively on ice cream.
Now, I guess we're just going to have to take the last bit of conversation from Alan and take it to heart. He said he trusts Jag.
Yeah.
And the way I understand it, Jag is making modifications to the ice cream social.
Yep.
Okay with
so the ice cream social will be an ice cream boozle.
You know me. Team player. I'll be here.
I know.
I'll be here because the party's happening right in the middle of our show.
Rah-rah.
So I'll be here.
Well, they're going to bring the party to us tomorrow.
Well, so you believe.
I'll make it so.
Good. Will you really?
Darn right. If they don't bring it to us, I'll make sure they bring it to us.
Well, why don't we just operate on this plan? Why don't you just bring your green bottle in tomorrow?
I think that might be a good
one. Why don't we just have our own ice cream?
I think it's fine. Don't you think?
Made probably, in it. Probably help Armorell a lot.
It's a great idea.
We all got bombed tomorrow.
People love those shows. And you know, there's nothing indecent about that. Bunch of guys having a good time.
That's right.
You mind driving me in tomorrow?
Would you really?
Sure.
You wouldn't be able to get drunk then.
I can't. I'm on the log anyway.
You're on what log? On the FCC log?
Transmitter log.
All right. It's merely a suggestion. Not a
joke.
Log.
Yeah, it's a suggestion, but he'll do that. Be fun.
Yeah, okay. We're on tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
We'll have our own ice cream
Ladies
party.
And gentlemen, I'm going to urge all of you right now, tune in tomorrow.
It'll be a good one.
It's going to be a special show.
Listen, got a break. Joe!
Yeah, we were in the middle of Joe.
Eccentric Joe.
Walking his lobster.
We'll get back to Eccentric Joe. But first, this word about the ice cream party.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Yeah, good idea, guys. Good idea. Keep killing me with those ideas. Ice cream social.
Woohoo!
Brilliant. That is saying that.
Brilliant.
Right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you feeling stressed out? Well, watch for the WJFK FM Toyota 4Runner out on the streets and we'll set you up with a prize from Dave & Buster's. When you need a break, Dave & Buster's is the best place to go. They've got great food and drinks along with fun and games. Dave & Buster's, recess is calling. Julia?
Time out. And brought to you by AOL for Broadband.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. Mm-hmm. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God.
Yes.
What God?
Make a lot of sense.
I'll break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act.
Right.
Can't act at all.
Can't.
End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out.
There is.
And my mind is telling me.
What is it?
There's a way out.
What?
You get a nice, cool gun.
Larry.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The Don and Mike Show. Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Don and Mike Show, heard every day live, noon till 4 in Reno on the Buzz. Let's try to do this without the list. Let me see. Rochester, New York. I know it's WHTK.
Pretty good.
That's our station. Portland, Oregon. KOTK. Baltimore Live 105.7.
Yeah.
Right here, your ice cream station, 106.7 WJFK, Washington, D.C.
In Dallas, Live 105.3.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of night. It's 105.3 in Dallas, 105.7 in Baltimore.
Right.
And everywhere at our station, Portland, Oregon, KOTK. Baltimore Live 105.7.
Yeah.
Right here, your ice cream station, 106.7 WJFK, Washington, D.C.
In Dallas, Live 105.3.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of night. It's 105.3 in Dallas, 105.7 in Baltimore.
Right.
And everywhere else, it's AM 1800. Everywhere else.
Your Civil War station.
Okay, Joe, we got to get back to this Joe thing.
Yeah.
Also, though, I do want to try. I'm sorry, we lost track of the show today. I want to try to call the guy who caught both of Barry Bonds' balls.
Yes. Yes, very exciting. Right.
This was Pat.
Number 660 and number 661, I believe. What are the odds he'd catch them both? Both balls?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this
astronomical
guy wants to come on the radio or not. Let me see if we can get a ring, then I'll put the thing on hold and do
very good.
Hello?
Hello, Linda.
This is Ward Cleaver.
He come down with something.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
The number you've called has been changed due to overwhelming interest on Barry's
balls.
Magic balls.
Oh, there's a ring.
That sounds like a real ring. Let me just
pick up the telephone. The guy's name is Larry.
Sure.
Larry.
My pal, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry.
Larry's got both of Barry Bonds' balls.
Another pleat in his cape. And remember,
Larry,
if Larry doesn't look good, you don't look good.
And
machine.
Nah, I got 1, 2, 4th ring. Maybe we'll get him on the 5th. At least hear the guy's voice.
Hello.
Five rings. What, does he not pick it up?
I found the balls.
Famous now.
Oh, okay. Finally. Hey, Larry. Don and Mike show here. National radio show. We're on in the Bay Area. I don't know if you called us or a friend of yours called us, but we understand that you have Barry Bonds balls.
And we're very...
We'd like to talk to you about Barry Bonds balls.
We're very excited about them.
Congratulations on catching Barry's balls. Do you still have both of Barry's balls?
If you do, we want to talk to you.
Even if you have only one of them. And incidentally, how do you decide which one goes where? You know, righty, tighty, lefty, loosey. How do you decide? All right. Thanks, Larry. Oh, and one more thing.
Yeah. I think you're nuts.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
I love you. I like you. You're funny.
I'm tired.
All right, well, maybe the guy will call back.
I hope so.
I don't know if it was him or a friend who called, mm-hmm. but either way, the guy listens to the show in San Francisco. He's the one. That station is KYCY.
Mm-hmm.
Listenership. One
person in the entire Bay Area.
The guy who caught Barry Bonds' balls. So yesterday we were discussing on the show this goofy, dumb DJ prep service. If you can't think of anything to talk about on your show, said what you should do is dress up like an eccentric person, get out, know your city, mm-hmm. go to the tourist places you don't normally go to, and it said specifically,
yes.
Wear a monocle, carry a trumpet, and have a lobster on a leash.
And we did all that for Joe. We prepped him, and we got him all set
yep.
to go down to the seat of transportation in Washington, D.C., Union Station, the train station.
So here he is now, Joe, talking to people, wearing the outfit. He's got the lobster on the leash.
Right.
Is Joe eccentric?
This is the majority of the tape, right?
It's really a look hello. Inside Joe.
Can I ask you some questions for CBS Radio? Yeah.
Is it lobster?
Yes, it is. What do you think his name is?
No.
Have a guess.
Have a guess.
No.
It's Buck. Doesn't he look like a buck?
Huh?
Again, this is all
doesn't
from Joe.
Doesn't he look like a buck?
Kinda.
I don't know why he named him Buck.
I believe we're having a meeting of the minds here, though.
Eccentric? Oh, no.
What country do you think I'm from?
Ireland.
Close. Ireland. Liverpool.
Duh. England?
That's right. You mind if I put this on CBS Radio?
No.
Thank you for your time.
It's like the worst accent in the world.
Yeah, man. Hell of an interview, though.
Huh?
So now he's out in public.
He didn't use the pause button, right? He just let the tape roll the whole time.
I think so.
What's he saying?
Now I answer your questions.
All right, old chap. Where's the loo?
Where's what?
The loo.
The loo. The loo. What is the loo?
Exactly. Do you find me eccentric?
Yeah, you eccentric.
Have a guess at me lobster's name.
Probably Bob.
Bob. No, it's Buck. Close, though. What country do you think I'm from?
I heard you say Portland.
Liverpool.
What country?
For real? You from there for real?
Yeah, for real. Sure.
Are you promoting for Chesapeake to sell lobsters or red lobsters?
Wow.
Hello.
Advertising.
That was a stunt for a seafood restaurant.
Chesapeake Bay.
Mm-hmm. You don't like that, dude.
No, I kept it.
What do you like that?
Joe's staying in character, incidentally.
Good for him.
Now that he's off the script.
Don't worry, I'll hook you up.
I'm trying to get into a hospital.
Don't worry, mate, I'll hook you up.
Joe, I believe, is speaking
I'm
with
keeping
a homeless person.
Yeah. Sir, can
get
I ask
hospital.
You a few questions for CBS Radio?
Here we go. Come on, eccentric
Come
Joe.
Come on, you look like a fine chap. That's all right. We take church guys. English, fine, little bit. Read a bit.
Read a what?
You know,
what? Now that was almost
Beady
like...
Beat.
That was almost like Jamaican as well. Englishman.
Yeah, man.
Englishman.
Accent is floating.
I believe, I only heard the tape once, but I believe we're getting to the era of the tape with the singing Korean preacher.
Ah. Yes. Is that why Joe said something to him about religion?
I don't know.
English.
A little bit.
Come on over. Very quickly, just a few questions.
What an idiot.
What a great idiot.
He was good.
I see people come to him.
Fire today. You want to have some preaching?
Yeah, you do it every day.
And I was talking to a religious guy.
Saving souls. Oh, he's saying a prayer. Let's bow our heads.
Oh, I'd love to see this.
All right.
Sounds like Joe gravitated to where he should be.
Oh, you're going to put up your sign.
Yeah.
Very nice. Come on, Buck.
We're certainly getting a great description of what's going on here.
And I'd just like to point out again that while Joe is talking to this walk-down-the-street minister, Joe has a monocle on.
Right, and he's walking a lobster.
And he's carrying a trumpet.
Right.
And he's pretending to have an English accent.
But, Liverpool,
huh? I'll ask you a few questions for CBS Radio really quickly.
All right.
I say, old chap, where's the loo?
I don't know.
Do you find me eccentric?
Because of that lens?
Have a guess at me lobster's name.
Horatio.
No, it's Buck. What do you think of that?
Nice name.
What country do you think I'm from?
I couldn't possibly comment.
Couldn't comment? Come on, come on.
Come on.
Yeah, he's mocking them.
Originally or now?
Originally where?
Where?
Wow.
Here.
Here? Here? No, I'm from Liverpool. Where are you from?
Croydon, anyway.
I think that's a fake Scouse accent, I do.
Scouse accent?
That's true.
I am not... I gotta get...
It is so brain dead at this point.
You know, we need subtitles.
Brain activity is so minimal.
How do you have subtitles on radio, then?
Joe, what are you saying to this guy?
What's wrong with you? What are you saying to this guy?
He's British, too.
All right, so that explains why we're not understanding him, but you're not British. What are you... Tell me, what is the exchange back and forth between you two?
I said comment.
You said... Joe, speak American.
All right.
All right, so you said to him what?
I don't know what I said. What did I say? I said comment.
Comment.
He said he didn't want to comment.
Is somebody calling you?
Yeah.
Everybody's
having a day.
Everybody's got the crazy ring.
You're having a day, Joe?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Was that Lullaby and Goodnight that I heard, if I can play Name That Tune on your ringtone?
No, it's just a happy song.
It sounded to me like, lullaby, da-da-da, and tonight,
yeah, it's a happy song that plays in his head all the time.
Da-da-da. You sing it to your baby, you know.
Right.
Have a good night, and good night, and don't suffer from the kid syndrome who die in their cribs at night.
Yeah, I forget what it's called.
Play it. Do you have your phone there?
Yeah.
Play it.
Right.
I bet it's Lullaby.
Hold on.
Is that Brahms' Lullaby? Is that?
I think it's
that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Let's see.
Rock and roll tempo.
We'll be back in 40 minutes. Well,
Joe?
Yes.
You got it there?
Yeah, I can't figure out how this thing works.
I'll play it.
That's okay. Never mind. I tell you what, we can work this out later. If you just give us your phone number, we can call you.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you run in here with your phone number right now?
And then
we can call you real fast.
All right.
Okay, come on in. Please lose the British accent. It's fine on the tape.
Come on in.
I can't get enough of it. Almost all gone. Almost all used up. All the brain matter gone.
How good is this show today?
Pretty good.
This has been pretty good.
Yeah.
Great. Nice little Bush talk there.
Sure.
Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Joe. Well, Mike and I having a faux fight.
Now Rob's going to call the number, right?
You have his phone number, Rob?
I do. He's going to ring me up on the telly.
Oh, stop.
Hold the phone right at the mic so we can hear your ring.
And here we go.
Because I maintain it's lullaby.
Let's see what happens.
Good night.
No.
No, it's not.
No.
No,
it's a happy song.
It is.
The Sprint happy song.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
And it vibrates.
Do, do, do,
you know what that might be?
What?
It might be the beer barrel polka.
Oh,
but that's what they call it.
The polka, yeah.
Oh,
you mean
to leave a message?
Dun, 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 dun. I'm leaving a message?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh. Hey, Joe. Eat me.
There you go. Thanks, Joe.
All right, thank you. Joe, hey, sorry about that. I thought it was a lullaby.
Polka.
I stand corrected.
Bye-bye.
It's a polka.
There he goes,
for God's sake.
That London Joe, well, I've got the Liverpool in me.
No, you haven't. No.
How about a fight? How about a pint and a fight?
When?
When?
After I take me lobster home.
Cook it?
No, I'm going to put him back in his aquarium. He's out for his daily walk, you know.
Now, is he talking to the homeless guy?
He's
British guy.
Can't run away.
This has got about 10 minutes left. We're going to have to fast forward this.
Thank you very much for your time.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Does he wind it up at some point?
No, it never ends.
Oh, it never ends?
Nothing.
It's never ending.
Yeah,
it's continuous. It's on a continuous loop.
When I was dumping into CD, I was making the same face you guys are making now. But as I recall, there's at least one more interview, and then we get about 6 minutes of...
Some questions.
Excuse me?
That's radio very quickly. You're from Dallas.
Uh-huh. This is the last...
I'll tell you, where's the Lou?
It's the last interview.
The Lou.
The Lou?
L-E-W?
L-O-O.
That's right, the Lou.
The bathroom?
Do you find me eccentric?
Oh, yes.
Have a guess at me lobster's name.
Lobby?
Oh, close, it's Buck. Wow. And what country you think I'm from? You're obviously from America.
America.
From Venus.
No, close.
Joe?
No, Liverpool.
Liverpool.
I'd go Redskins.
You hear the person say England? No. He said, no, Liverpool.
Redskins. Redskins.
It's a joke.
Thank you for your time.
It's a joke.
That's right.
The crowd is gathered.
The crowd is gathered to see the spectacle.
Well, he's eccentric, Mike.
He is.
I miss Doris Gallant.
Now he's having a sports discussion while wearing his monocle.
Can I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio? How about you, Lars?
You know, it's slowly turning into...
Ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio.
The Forrest Gump voice.
Okay. What did you do before that?
He just slipped out of character.
Yeah.
I guess the homeless guy's just hanging with
Don,
him.
It's very taxing to stay in character that
What'd you do before that?
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a quick question for CBS Radio? I say, old chap, where's the Lou?
The Lou?
In Paris. Do you find me eccentric?
Paris. Not really.
Have a guess at me lobster's name.
I have no idea.
Come, no, it's Buck. Look at him. He looks like a buck. What country do you think I'm from?
I guess you're probably from Australia.
Close, Liverpool.
England.
Thanks for your time.
This is rapidly becoming awful.
Now what's going on?
Is this the preacher that sings?
Oh, I get this.
A lot happening at the train station.
A lot of characters.
So, Joe, what is this we're hearing now?
So, here we are at the end. It's two preachers singing into a microphone, a homeless guy, and a guy with a lobster on a leash and a trumpet and a monocle just standing in front of Union Station.
I bet you're
in
dying.
The rain.
I bet you're dying to get back, right?
Well, at this point, the monocle is digging into my face, and everybody is just, when the guys are singing, I mean, nobody's coming near us.
Right.
And there's really nowhere else to go stake out.
There's no other music to get out of this segment.
You found it.
That is, on one hand, great, abstract, avant-garde, funny.
It's like a Picasso.
On the other hand, maybe the worst half-hour of radio we've ever produced.
Well, look where you got the idea from. It wasn't one of your original ideas.
I know.
Don, I have to say, Joe, I must agree with my esteemed colleague that your experiment really was a success.
It was.
I mean, it really was a success. Yeah. You didn't... There's nothing that could have made it good.
I don't think so. It was as good as it could possibly be. Thanks to my man, Joe.
Joe Ardinger.
J.A.
There he goes.
A lot of you thought that stood for Junior Achievement. No.
Well,
stands for Joe Ardinger.
I think further Man on the Streets with Joe when he's in a more tightly controlled script.
Joe Ardinger
will be far more entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know. You know, maybe... Listen, here's the... I can only judge what I like. Mm-hmm. I got bored with it about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, it didn't... It ended...
When did you get bored with it, Rob?
Don't anybody else jump in to say that...
I did say about 2 minutes ago.
About two
minutes ago?
Mike, I know you give me an honest answer.
I got bored with it about 16 seconds into it.
Well, I get that's the second time I've heard it.
I did, but I want to say honestly, you know I'm being honest, I legitimately laughed the first time I heard that horrible British accent. That made me laugh.
And hello, love.
And then, you know what it was? I think the second time I heard,
His name is Beck.
That's when it lost me.
That was the Joe joke that really made no sense, but that's the one that he sold the most.
Yes, he cared about that one.
He liked that one. I think that maybe we could have gone one segment with that.
Tightly edited.
But I reiterate, the experiment was that DJ services are worthless, and I believe we have confirmed that.
Yes, and
that's the important thing.
That's what they're called.
It ends not with a bang.
Yes.
But a whimper.
See you at the ice cream social tomorrow. we have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Paul, Trey says he's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. Why don't you come in my room?
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Wait a minute, Andy.
Trey can sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Bye, Hope.
Hi, Hope.
Hi, Paul.
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's Andy.
Hot dog. The Don and Mike Show.
Andy says to Opie and his friend, that's okay. Your friend come sleep with me tonight.
Probably completely innocent back in the day.
It's not right.
Probably wouldn't happen in today's society.
So you say, who knows if it was innocent back then, Mike?
Yeah, you're right.
Who knows?
you're not.
Tomorrow, we don't have time for this today. Tomorrow, new game tomorrow. My mom is a whore.
Oh, my.
We'll play that tomorrow. Now we have limited time.
We do.
So we can we can try to do like a mini phone scan. You know, we've not taken any phone calls today.
We haven't taken any phone calls today.
Wow. 877-365-3636, 800-636-1067. Those numbers from America and from Canada.
Ah.
If you want to call now, get on the line to get on the air. I don't know. We'll take your call. For just a couple of seconds, let's see. Oh, from the staff at WJFK, our home station.
Yes.
You know, the ice cream social, we had the discussion about an hour ago.
I think I came out ahead on this deal.
Yeah. Listen, this is just barely bigger than an airline bottle of Grey Goose. I know it's...
I got the full fifth of Irish whiskey, though.
I know that this says, you know, Grey Goose, which is a wonderful vodka, but this... Mm-hmm. Come on, you know what this is for me? This is like a sip.
A tumbler. Yeah.
And it's not a gigantic bottle.
It's a small bottle. I feel comforting. I feel comforted, though, having these close by.
And incidentally, for those of you out there working on your Donnie scrapbooks, mm-hmm. It's D-O-N-I, mm-hmm. The new Grey Goose that I love is the Grey Goose Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Yeah. Mm.
That's how you like your martinis.
That. Oh, is that sweet.
But when in need, if you're out of the other stuff, you could drink that.
You bet. Just mainline it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Buzz, you're bringing in the...
Smooth.
Are you going to bring in the crazy...
The absinthe.
Dr. Frankenstein drink tomorrow?
The crazy absinthe tomorrow. Very, very exciting.
Let's see, Mike, I know... everybody's calling. We'll take phone calls. I want to mention a couple of things. This is something... I know a lot of times that you wonder why I talk with Rob so much, and not just about TV. Mm-hmm. It's stuff that I know you wouldn't care about. For instance, do you know for the last 3 days, Rob and I have been having private discussions wondering what's wrong with Dick Clark.
Yeah.
Here's how this story comes up. They announce something's wrong with Dick Clark.
Right.
But they're not going to say what it is.
Something medically wrong with him?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. He has a deal with some pharmaceutical company. So right away I know, he doesn't have something like the big C, mm-hmm. the big A. So having said that, the secret is now out. Dick Clark's deeply personal health issue is no longer a mystery. Can you guess what it is? And it's something that behind the scenes, they've been talking about for the last 3 or 4 days. And this is the type of thing Rob and I are on the phone. I said,
now when you said the big A, are you talking about Alzheimer's or AIDS?
AIDS. Because one of the first things that I said to Rob is, I said, oh, he's got to have AIDS.
Right.
And then Rob said, no, I think it's probably like a butt cancer like men get.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, as it turns out, it's nothing like that.
All right, can I ask one question?
Of course.
Is it life-threatening?
Can be. I think it's much ado about nothing.
I'm going to say statistically. I'm going to go with the statistics and say heart disease.
No. It's diabetes.
Diabetes? Yes.
Diabetes.
Lots of people have diabetes.
Adult I know.
Onset. Why are they making such a big deal about it?
Here is my thought. Dick Clark has signed a contract with a major drug company that he's going to be doing commercials for them.
Right.
So obviously he went to his doctor, and his doctor said, "Hey, you got diabetes? I got this stuff that I can give this trial stuff." Mm-hmm. Dick Clark, you know, who's never seen a dollar that he's not wanted to get his name on,
right,
said, "Hey, I got an idea. How about we publish? Let's leak it out that I'm sick."
And then he'll do it. So it's a diabetes drug?
Yes, and
that's weird.
And as it turns out, this is all backfired on Sick Dick because Sick Dick was waiting to make the announcement himself.
The big announcement.
He was going to go on Jay Leno or Dr. Phil or some show.
Well, now it sounds like the entire thing has been kept from the press because of the...
There you go.
I mean, no, that's not right.
If you look at it from the outside, it's really not that surprising. Diabetes has gotten extremely common to men over the age of 130.
Now, there you go. Very quickly, because the lines are lighting up, mm-hmm. I just tell you that there's a brand new all-gay network that's coming. This, pardon the pun, this October.
Westwood One.
Mike, it's going to... Now, the name of the network is Here.
Here.
But here? But it's H-E-R-E exclamation point.
Here. Here.
Let's see.
Where am I? I'm here.
Now, you would think gay channel,
uh-huh.
Gay porno. No.
Oh.
200 hours of original programming a year.
Here.
We'll have series including Dante's Cove, a gay gothic horror thriller.
Oh, really?
Weapons of Mass Destruction.
Good evening, I'm Harvey Fierstein.
A spy thriller, uh-huh. with a lesbian action hero, Deadly Skies, and something called The Sisterhood. These are the shows.
So nothing really too over the top.
No,
not erotica?
The name of the show is Here. I think the name of the show should be Rear. R-E-A-R.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching Dante's Cove.
Yeah. Gay programming for the whole family.
Sure.
Mike, I've got news. I got this just because you love the Red Sox.
I do love the Red Sox.
J-Lo and Ben Lowe.
Oh,
let's see.
Well, no, don't tell me it's another Ben Affleck Red Sox story.
It is, but first it's great.
I hate the fact that he's associated with the Red Sox.
First, it's great about J-Lo. She's on that dumb Inside the Actors studio.
Yes, with James Lipton.
This is something we can debate on another show.
Okay.
Who belongs on that show more?
I think that is a great debate.
And
It's always my opinion that Inside the Actors Studio is really for the top
it's
level.
Like,
your Paul Newman,
your Meryl Streep,
mm-hmm. maybe your Michael Douglas.
So they had Jay Leno on.
Wow.
Now they have
Jay Leno. I don't think belongs on there.
Not
Jennifer Lopez. I don't think she belongs on there either.
I agree.
But one of the questions that this guy does ask everybody on the show is, "What is your favorite swear word?"
Mm-hmm.
J Lo's favorite swear word is effing whore.
Okay,
that was a quote from J-Lo.
Uh-huh.
Then moving on, and let's hear.
You know what is? You know he does that. I forgot what he calls
Joyce.
There's some type of like five questions that he asks, but there's one that I like, and it's what is your favorite sound?
Hmm.
What is your favorite sound? And I think that that's always my. I always like to hear what they say because it to me of all the questions really lets. Let's go. What's Rob doing?
No, nothing. He's finding my... Well,
your favorite sound?
Yeah, and it's...
You know what?
That's a pacifist.
That's throwing the ball up and it gets hit.
Mike, here's the thing about the Red Sox. Ben Affleck helps out beloved Red Sox.
No. We don't need him.
This is going to kill your team.
Ben Affleck, I agree with this.
Ben Affleck put on his Master of Ceremonies hat at an auction to benefit the Red Sox Foundation. And tried to speak Spanish. Last night he's at an auction with Pedro Martinez, Nomar Garcia Parra, Curt Schilling. What they're doing is they're auctioning off stuff.
Those are the three heavy hitters.
And Ben Affleck was given an opening statement in Spanish to read. Something he was going to say to Pedro Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, blah, 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 blah. He reads it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Pedro Martinez says something back to him.
Okay.
And then here is the quote from my man, Ben Affleck.
Oh, I hate that he's, it just makes me crazy.
So he's given...
Go be an actor. Go be a bad actor.
He's given something to say in Spanish to Pedro Martinez. Uh-huh. Pedro says something back, and then Ben Affleck says, that's all the Spanish I know. I wasn't with her that long. Oh, no. How great is he?
That's so sad.
You know what I mean? He's such a dummy.
He is a mook, isn't
he's
he?
He's such a damn dummy, but he's so stupid.
Oh, my God.
That's all I knew.
I was a winner that long.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls. Rob, hold on to the rest of this for me till tomorrow. The odds-on favorite, if you go to betwws.com, this is an offshore gambling service. They have Bill as the slight favorite to beat Kwame on The Apprentice tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of people are betting real money on The Apprentice.
Interesting.
Let's get to your calls right now. This is going to be a mini phone scam because I don't know what happened at the time on today's show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Howdy.
Hey, I know what the name of that polka is.
Oh, the one on Joe's phone?
It's called the Polka of the Village Idiot.
Okay, thanks.
The VI poker.
Hello, Don and Mike show. VIP. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Speaking of, Jay, whatever happened to Craig Wilson?
We only read Craig Wilson on the days when he's gay.
Yeah. I mean, when he's got a really gay column.
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was today. It was something like
arithmetic.
That was about the IRS today, right?
It was about doing his own taxes, and he can't do it
because he doesn't know arithmetic.
But he's wonderful with English.
Yeah. You know,
spoken word.
Just wait until he writes about, you know, walking his dog and
taking his mother to Paris.
That's what we love.
Hello, go to Paris again.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
We'll always have Paris.
Always Paris. Forget Paris.
Welcome to the new network, Rear. Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Just calling to say that Larry only has one of Barry's balls because he gave Barry a ball to get an autographed jersey.
Yeah, you know, I think Mike had mentioned that earlier, but originally...
You know, and for my money, I think... I love it when the fans give the balls back to the players when they hit the famous home runs. But, you know, they get completely ripped off. He gets an autographed jersey. And, you know, they ought to give the kid a season ticket.
I think it's a man.
He was a 51-year-old man.
Yeah, he's an old man.
Yeah, give the man a season ticket. I mean... How much could he get for that baseball?
For number 600? Yeah. Probably you get $100,000.
He's keeping 661 because he said that one's obviously worth something.
Well, see, now the guy's an idiot. You know,
I would think 660. Well, they 661. He broke the record.
Yeah, but 600 is where he tied Willie Mays.
Yeah, I mean, right. And he's got the connection to Willie Mays.
So you know,
660 is the more valuable ball.
The guy has both of Barry Bonds' balls, which is still funny to say.
Right.
And he ends up giving him one of the balls. You know what Barry Bonds should give him? Some diabetes medicine.
Yeah. The same kind of Dick Fox on.
Sick Dick. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
What's going on, man?
Hey. What do you want? Hey.
Hey. Hey, Mike.
What?
Why don't you call your restaurant O'Mara's Big Opening? I heard you talking about that on the and you're gonna open it.
That's brilliant. Yeah, send it in an email.
Look around, Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Michelle.
Joe's brother.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey there, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I'll call it Buck.
Hello, you're on the air.
Found another one of those offshore betting sites.
Yes, sir.
They're actually taking wagers on what's gonna happen first. The Redskins win the Super Bowl or a human to land on the planet Mars.
Now listen, you know our deal. Dude, you know our deal. You can't call the show with bad jokes unless you're calling the scam.
No,
I'm calling with a stupid joke.
This is a real website.
All right, Buzz, you have your computer. What's the website?
www.intertops.com.
All right, now listen, you'll be able to save yourself from the wrath if
this
is
a real legitimate bet.
It is legit, and there's another bet. What's going to happen first, us land there or the Martians land here?
And it's a legitimate bet.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's not a joke bet?
No.
Is it one of those offshore...
It's an offshore.
Yeah, it's a real gambling website.
All right, what is it?
I'm looking for the Redskins.
Go down to the non-sports bets. It's on the left side.
This guy may have actually pulled something. Here I am thinking he's doing a dumb joke.
On the first page?
Yes, sir. Yes, Buzz. On the non-sports bets.
Here we go. Yeah. Don't see non-sports bets, sir.
On the left side.
I'm looking on the left.
Do you see my lobster name, bud?
Under non-sports.
Uh-huh. Good day, sir.
They have entertainment, politics, stock market.
I'd like to make a bet about this caller.
I will admit
he'll be going to bed smelling his fingers.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Keep looking, Buzz. Hi.
Hey, you know that guy yesterday with the spice mice?
Yes, sir.
Put his whole life savings into that?
Yes, sir.
Our company was selling those.
Found it.
You want to know what's happening with our company now?
What?
Oh, we're out of the business.
Oh,
we're completely shut down. I lost my job because of that Spice Mice guy.
Do you know the guy called? Wow. The guy called on the voicemail. Do you know that yesterday he got 128,000 hits on his website?
What? And you know, you were talking about the ambush interview. It doesn't matter one little bit to him after yesterday.
Right. Absolutely. Buzz, so thank you for the call, my friend. Buzz, what does the web say about that?
Mission Mars, Washington versus Mars. What will happen first? I see it listed here. Us versus them. Will a human land on planet Mars before December 31st? They're all in.
Are there odds?
Wait, I haven't heard anything about humans on Mars.
Well, you know, that's what W wants. That's right. He did mention last night, but that's
before December 31st. What are the odds on that one?
Let me see if I can find the odds.
I'll take that one.
Here's another one.
Wouldn't you have to leave now?
Yeah, what's the year? Yeah.
Here's what. Will the walls of the White House be painted red before December 31st? 2020.
I smell a rat.
These are odd things, but this is a real gambling website.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. We're running out of time. Hello, you're on the air.
I never got paid. Hello. I bet the White House would stay white, and I never got paid.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if we could go back to the Frank Gorshin impressions of a couple of days ago.
Why?
Just for fun, does Mike do Frank Gorshin doing George Burns?
No, come on, now you're getting too esoteric.
Wow. Oh, come on, can't you appreciate the levels to it?
Come on.
Go to Branson, Missouri, you dope. God, excuse me.
Mike, could you do Frank Gorshin doing?
Shut up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's hard enough for me to get up in the morning.
Hello.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi, you're on the air.
What's up?
Track lighting, what can we do for you?
Nothing much. I was just curious if you guys heard about the new show on here.
The gay show?
That'd be a joke, though.
Yeah.
Is this a joke? Just tell me.
No. Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to lie.
Yes, goodbye.
Hey, hi. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi. We're doing great.
Just wondering what your prediction is for the worst singer on the Idol tonight. Who do you think it's going to be?
Who's going to get voted off?
Yes.
I can't tell you because I've not seen him yet tonight.
Right.
Although I would say probably...
I think the young Sinatra has slid by 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the redhead.
I disagree. He's safe this week because it's movie themes. He can pick something extremely gay,
yes,
like Titanic.
Right. That's a good point.
He can pick something from Casablanca. He could. Boy, who's going to get voted
out?
Jennifer Hudson is talented, but one of those girls has to go.
Young girl?
Yeah, one of those.
It'll be a girl, and I think it's.
Do you think it'll be the other Hawaiian girl?
No.
No.
She's got a flower in her hair.
It'll be another girl, though. But who knows? You know, we'll tell you tomorrow if we watch it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Don?
Okay, my friend, you are the last hope here. We got a break. Last call. What can we do for you?
Hey, well, you know, I'm a new listener, and I heard a story from my boss about an arrest story a couple years ago. And you ran away from the cops? Is that true at all?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's absolutely 100%
true. They still haven't got him.
And also, the fact is, there are bodies buried in your backyard.
Listen, dude, here's the thing. Unfortunately, when you achieve a level in radio like I have and Mike has, listen, I make a mistake, it gets in the front page of the paper. It wasn't a couple of years ago. If you want to know all the truth, it was 6.5 years ago. I had 2 joints in my car. Cop pulled me over. I said, hey, I got this stuff in my car. Everything else was BS. However, I had pot in my car. I was arrested. I don't do pot anymore. I don't do any drugs anymore. It's not a secret.
Hey, I just wanted to come and get it from
if you had found out that was true, that would somehow change the way you feel about me or this show?
I just wanted to get the truth.
Why? I'm just curious. So why does it matter?
I don't know. Maybe you're
curious. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but really,
by the way, something.
You know, I mean, it is something that now we're looking at, you know, 6.5 years ago.
By the way, something. Why do you care?
But I don't hide from it. I mean, you want to know, it's scary as hell. Scary as hell. Scared me off drugs.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know anybody else who would have the balls to talk about, especially with a Nimrod like you, and like I'm going to give you a prize now. Hey, Don, I'm a new listener. Yeah, well, hey, one of the first things I heard was you got arrested.
Don't you always give prizes to people that bring up something that was unpleasant in your past?
Yeah, sure.
Isn't that usually the standard on this show? Bring up something in either one of our... Tomorrow, the prize will go to the individual that mentions my first divorce.
No, it's okay.
And now you're silent, sir.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. I don't think you are, and now that just proved it to me.
I don't know why you called with that unless you're trying to embarrass me. I mean, of course I'm embarrassed, but it's a fact. I'm a public figure. It's out there. It ain't a secret. And I don't think I'm going to lose any listeners now if I say that 6.5 years ago, I used to get high, and I got popped by the cops, and I learned my lesson.
And that's seriously, when we get a call like this, I'm always curious. Legitimately curious, just a dumb guy that wanted to know something and didn't give it much thought, or ball buster? Which is it?
I just wanted to know something, that's all.
But, you know, kind of been, you know, a difficult
but
call.
So you had heard this from someone and you found it too incredulous to believe?
No, I just thought I'd come and get it from you.
On the air.
Why's that?
I don't know.
On the air, though.
I don't know, you guys make the phone scan, I thought I'd just call.
Just call. Well, see, I'm not caught off guard by this, I'm just curious. As a matter of fact, I'm drawing more attention to it now. I'm such a fool. By allowing you to continue on here.
And if you hear about this, yes, I had a colostomy.
No, and that's not
a joke. Is that your tough part?
Yeah.
Okay, mine would be the divorces.
Yeah. So, you know, checkered past
so
all
you,
around.
So what you got?
What's in your past? Come on, fess up.
I don't know.
Something.
No, come on. Well,
something that's disturbing in your past. We've all done it now.
You've never done anything in your life or had anything happen to you that
no,
you say?
No. I've been arrested before.
Oh, you've been arrested.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, I got news for you. No criminals allowed on this show. That was simple.
Who would have thunk that he gave it a nice little bow?
How about that? You dummy. Oh, yeah. Well, sure. I've been arrested.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm trying to think divorces or hospitalization myself.
Go with divorce.
Yeah. Divorce?
Yeah.
No, it's only the most painful. Better variety.
And me, every day, talking about that. Every day, I wake up. First thing I say, oh, God, thank God that was only 6.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I pray nobody calls and brings up that dark secret on the show.
Secret.
You know, incidentally, you know, I swear I could go out on the street today and kill somebody with my bare hands, and it would be on page 7D of the Washington Post. But I got popped with a couple of J's in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, hello, front page.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Comes with the territory.
Yeah.
It's known as a thick skin.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way.
I should have known.
Good news to his people.
He spoke my language.
He made it up.
The language of the ex-con.
That's right. Well, you know, and then sometimes law enforcement gets into, you know, getting excited about being in the press, too.
Yes.
Doesn't that happen once in a while?
Oh, who doesn't like attention?
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Happened to me. Well, you've got a friend, my friend, because you and I, we got to stick together. Mm-hmm. Much like Steve Buscemi on The Sopranos. Man, a guy who's done time just can't get a break.
That's right. So you might as well go back into the family.
All right, now the time that I did was only 4 hours until my wife came to pick me up. But still.
Don't hurt me.
Boy, if there was a Korean guy around right now, I'd bash his head in.
Yeah, but you, you know.
Just like Steve Buscemi.
It was only 4 hours, but tell the truth. About 6 guys managed to have their way with you.
Well, I offered.
Hi, boys.
Buzz,
I won't be here long.
Buzz, what is your lead story? Hey, here's the best part of that. It's a guy. And I've been arrested.
That was great. I just wish he stuck around long enough to tell us why. Yeah, the rest of
what if it was pot?
Yeah, it probably maybe it was. You know, really, I tell you, I really believe that was not a ball buster call. That was a guy that was just curious, and I think the reason he was curious, I would be very. He was probably something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Except obviously he's not been able to turn his life around.
It would have been a complete change, though, if you said, well, what was it? What were you in for? Murder.
Say, really? Do you have a card? Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story today?
Today, how the president's news conference may have hurt his popularity.
Oh, do you have the information about the polls today?
I have some information, yes.
Great, fantastic. Want to hear that.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. And yes, and what I did when I was pulled over, I ran. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I ran like a girl.
So far away.
I ran just like a flock of seagulls. Hey, come on. I say, no, don't do this to me. Don't do this. You know, everything. No. Everything gets.
Tell the truth. You didn't run like a girl. You ran like a gazelle. Fleet of foot.
Buzz?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A colossal waste of time. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, time for the news show now with Buzz. Buzz brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. A smoke break. Revolutionary. Tablet for smokers.
Oh, dear.
Available now at fine retailers. And now with news, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. And sorry we're getting late to news tonight.
It's all right. Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
The president may have lost some ground on his popularity rating last night, but not because of what he did or didn't say. He may have lost some ground with the fans of American Idol in 24. The Fox network certainly lost some ground. It had 14 million fewer viewers last night, thanks
right.
to the president. On the show's official website, one viewer today wrote, Clinton never would have done this. Another urged a White House protest. And still another said Bush should have been critiqued by Simon. Last night's American Idol will air tonight. Tonight's usual results show will air tomorrow night. 24 moves this week only to Sunday, where it'll be up against Alias and Law and Order.
And then this showdown tomorrow night yeah. is incredible because you've got Survivor All-Stars.
Yeah, you've got...
And results, American Idol.
Results from American Idol.
And the finale of The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
And a brand new CSI.
Right.
All of them on, I think, at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What network did you watch The President on last night?
Rob, like you have to ask twice. Starts with C,
yes.
ends with S.
Yes, Company Man.
Yeah, yeah. right. Yeah.
But you know, they had we decided they had a pool of cameras last night, and it was. But for some reason, Fox had the best-looking picture by far. And also, Fox puts the names of the people that are asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why Fox didn't win the night anyway.
Well, I actually watched mine on ABC because they, for some reason, a glitch occurred and they had the SAP in Spanish.
Hmm.
How could you tell?
I enjoyed it. It was wonderful.
It was nice.
Yes, it made more sense.
Well,
so seriously, you know,
ABC won the night. But.
I'm nutty with Rob and vice versa when something's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about Bush, and we're having a serious political discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rob is still a Bush guy.
Rob is?
Shocker.
Really?
And I said,
although.
I said, he's lost.
Give you a dot, dot, dot.
All that stuff I said at the beginning of the show, I'm telling Rob, I said, he lost me. Then Rob says, hey, look at this guy. Some guy asking a question says, did you know he works for CNN? And I said, how do you know what network he's working for? And he said, turn on Fox. I turn on Fox. And on Fox, they're showing when somebody stands up, they say,
right.
you know, Mike O'Mara from
yeah.
CNN.
Exactly.
But on CBS,
they don't do it.
They only did it when it was somebody from CBS standing.
Oh, nasty.
Hey, nasty but smart.
And on NBC, they were blurring the face.
They're pixelating everybody.
It was the blue dot, like William Kennedy.
CBS pixelates everybody, but not Bill Plant.
And checking with the major news organizations to answer your question, CBS, CNN, and so forth, I haven't seen any results for public opinion since last night's news conference. I expect we will be hearing that within the next 24 hours. The latest results from CBS News, their survey shows that only a quarter of Americans think the Bush administration is telling the whole truth about what the administration knew of the terror threat before 9/11. 59% say they think that the administration is mostly telling the truth, but still hiding something.
You know, I am as, you know this, I am as big a Democrat as anybody can be a Democrat. I would be called a partisan, but I tell you.
Partisan!
I think they are making
a party
so much
stand.
About mm-hmm. this. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Is it going to bring back the
no.
3,000 people?
No.
Is it really? I mean, I think if they're asking questions to improve the security we have now, I wonder whether they are,
mm-hmm.
whether this is productive, this commission they have. It seems to me that, I think if they knew that there was a threat, there's something they could have done, they mm-hmm. would have done it.
Right.
But what good is this all doing? It's another example of spending this money, getting mm-hmm. these commissions, and are we working and spending money to make this country safer?
No,
I don't know about that.
No, we're doing what we always do. We're trying to find someone to blame it on it.
Yeah, and we're getting a bunch of people that are being sitting at the top of the, you know, sitting in the seats that are way up here, talking mm-hmm. to the people that are sitting in the seats way down here, and trying to make themselves sound as good as they can.
Like I said in the beginning of the show today, this is where Bush really, I thought, fumbled yesterday. Say you're sorry. Say it happened.
Say you're desperately sorry.
Say it happened on your watch.
Exactly.
You're the President of the United States, so God damn it, you're responsible. Yeah, we could have done more. We didn't know what was going to happen.
You know, I think they're probably surrounding him with spinmeisters and political guys that are saying, if you come out and you say, and this is where these guys are wrong sometimes, if you come out and you say, I'm desperately sorry this happened on my watch, I am sorry this, and I do feel personally responsible for this, and I feel personally responsible because
you know, I am the leader of this country. And they're thinking, oh, if you do that, that'll be in people's minds that you're responsible for not. No, the American people will respond to that, and you'll probably get reelected by a landslide.
Empathize with you.
What I took away from last night's speech, and again, I'm as close to dumping support of the candidate that I've been supporting all along as ever.
I don't believe that.
Is he has the mindset.
He doesn't mean that.
I know he doesn't.
He will never switch.
Dumb jock. Who can be, he's indestructible in his own head.
Yeah, I
and
believe
all
so.
New people like yep. this in high school.
Yeah, absolutely. The guy's never going to admit he's wrong.
What are you going to do when you're not reelected? Was it worth it? I don't plan on losing my job because,
right.
I'm unstoppable.
Right, right. Exactly.
And that's really, I think, what a lot
President
of people
Bush,
took away from.
President Bush, can you tell us one mistake you've made?
Not that I can't see any right in front of me.
And I mean, he sat there for 30 seconds with his finger on his chin going, well, you know, they prep me for a lot of stuff, but you know, this is
not this one. This is a curveball.
Yeah.
Speaking of curveball, how do you like that game? St. Louis, I threw out the first pitch.
Didn't that look good? And on the eve of the tax deadline comes word that President Bush benefited from his tax cut. So did Vice President Cheney, taxpayer group.
Buzz of Ico Jules Benjamin Fred.
Yes.
It's now 6:30 on the east. That means it's 3:30 on the west. You want to know that tomorrow. No matter what fine dial-a-mic station you're listening to on the Western World Radio Network, that station will be at your local post office from 11 p.m. to midnight. We'll be handing out Excedrin.
Uh-huh.
Also, we'll have donuts
good.
And coffee. Donuts and coffee and ooh. Balloons and pony rides for the kids. That's tomorrow night. Come on, get in the excitement. File at the last minute.
Hey, local morning news tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who do you think gets the gig?
Really,
maybe at the post office tomorrow or tomorrow night.
The crap gig is being at the post office tomorrow night. That's the same
that's the
on
crap
the
gig,
that's
yeah.
the same on the food chain as being at the airport on Thanksgiving
exactly.
Eve.
Exactly, and they do it at night, right? They don't do it in the morning.
Or the pile
right.
of
and
soul.
The worst part of that gig is the post office at Merrifield, not like the one in Arlington that has the bands and the barbecue. But where you want to not want to be is the post office at Merrifield, right. where it's just like people pulling by the mailbox. Right.
I'm going to guess Channel 4, Marianne Salinas. Channel 5, Wilma Thomas.
Got to be Will, yeah.
I think it's going to be Wilma Thomas.
You don't think it's going to be Megan McGrath? Is she still with Channel 4?
Megan McGrath and her incredible Mr. Ed Mouth.
Yes.
She's on in the morning.
She's on in the morning now.
Channel 7, get ready. I'm sorry. Gary Reels, if you still work there. Oh, he might be at Channel 9.
Yeah.
I think at Channel 9, it's Lane Closure's
right.
mom, Jan Fox.
You don't think at Channel 5 it's going to be John Hanrahan? That's no, not funny enough.
I think John Hanrahan.
I saw him the other night.
I think he's on 5. Is that
yeah,
fat,
five.
Fat guy who can never
channel 5.
Fat guy who can never
yeah.
Manage to tie his tie
exactly.
or button
big,
his top
big
button.
Guy, big man in a lot of ways.
Let me just say something, John Hanrahan. I'm not as fat as you. I used to be. I'm still fat. John, listen. Here's the deal. They make a shirt that has like a size 23 neck.
Get it.
I've lost a bunch of weight now. I'm still a 17 neck.
Sure.
I'm always going to be a big neck. Who are you fooling, you big fat load? Get a 21 neck.
Or how about a nice, handsome Morris Jones Mach-T?
And if you need any more proof of that, I ask you to reference Chris Berman, who is, for whatever reason, still trying to fool his neck into thinking it's 19 inches.
Amazing.
And
Chris Berman looks seriously like his head's going to explode.
Absolutely. Just go another inch or two on that, baby. Let it go.
And then back.
Ah, but my pick on Channel 9 is Jan Fox.
Yes.
And did you know that Jan Fox is the mother of Lane Closure?
Yes, she is.
The girl who used to...
I didn't know that.
Girl, one of our many former traffic girls with crazy names.
Two handsome women. Why was there silence there?
I think they are.
They are very, very
I think like
women.
Mother, like daughter.
No, no one disagreed.
Absolutely.
The Bush tax cuts benefited both the president and the vice president. A taxpayer group. Taxpayer group says Bush saved nearly $31,000 on his tax bill this year.
How much did he save, Buzz?
$31,000.
Really?
With the tax cut, yes. Absolutely.
31,000.
That's right.
$31,000.
That's right. And Cheney saved $11,000. And the Bushes, by the way, had an income of just under $1 million last year. The Cheneys had an income of just over $1 million. The White House says 100 million other Americans also benefited from the Bush tax cuts.
Hey, you believe those income figures too?
Well,
those guys?
That's what they told the IRS, so it must be true.
It just seems a little weird to me.
A new survey says most folks would rather balance the federal budget at this point than get another tax cut.
Like in some room somewhere in Texas, They're like two big rooms.
Just
with,
bags of
with
money.
Treasure.
Just bags of
just
money.
Just like
everywhere.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
But they pay no rent.
It's like Catch Me If You Can. It's like that scene where he goes, Leonardo DiCaprio,
right.
Up on top of that big poster bed.
Right.
He's talking to the girl that has the braces. I've got so much money to last a lifetime.
Mr. Cheney, we reviewed your income taxes. You saved $11,000 on your reported income. Of course, that is not including what we will not tell anyone about. The treasure room.
Survey also shows most folks don't feel they have benefited from the Bush tax cut. They say anything they gained through federal tax cuts, they lost through state and local increases.
Gotcha. Buzz, we got a break here. Sorry about this, everybody. We missed time to show today. We'll come back another a segment of Buzz. What's next when we come back, Buzzy?
Lil' Kim turns herself in.
Oh, Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm.
She's anything but Lil.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I love Lil' Kim.
Oh, me too.
Be right back. Why did you say that like you were deaf?
I just do.
Oh, were you trying to do a black thing?
No, I just like Little Kim. Little Kim.
Hello there.
I would.
Hello, Little Kim.
Would you?
Hello there.
Bacardi Limon.
I would, and you would too.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, rinse, repeat. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Say hi to my wife.
I got a hiccup.
She's at home right now.
Ah.
Drunk is an ugly word.
Yes, it is.
She's not drunk, no.
She's feeling festive, unwind.
She's been with the girls, had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's for dinner? She said, I thought you went to the store today.
I got hiccups.
I said, what's for dinner? I thought she went to the store. Do you want me to go around and get you something? Yeah, that's a great idea. See if you can run over a bunch of kids in a school bus on your way. No, come on. No, don't get in a car right now.
No.
Don't get in a car now. She's not that drunk.
It's,
she's had a couple of beers.
How much does it take just to go around the corner and get a bucket of chicken? Come on.
Anyway, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
And hi, Frida. Love you, honey.
Yeah.
What am I saying? You're not even listening.
Hey, you know what I do like every other night?
I got hiccups.
That place up the street from yours, they have carryout? Do they carry out there?
For the fancy restaurant?
The fancy
hell no.
Oh, that's too bad.
No way.
I was just thinking. I was just putting that little thing together right there. I do that like three nights a week. They don't do it, though.
And you'd get broke. You'd go broke. The place.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Good food, but it's like ridiculous freaking prices.
Right.
A bit pricey.
Rap star Lil' Kim.
I mean, have sex with me for that price.
Yeah.
Okay, male or female.
There's a service.
Give me sex with the food.
Give me sex. Make sex with the food.
Sex and steak.
In fact, hold the food.
What Jim Source says.
Yeah.
Steak and sex.
Steak and sex.
Rap star Lil' Kim has turned herself in to face a string of federal charges. She surrendered in New York today after being accused of lying to investigators about a shooting.
Excuse me, Buzz.
Yes?
See the bright light going on.
Phone call?
Lil' Frida, maybe.
We can go to that restaurant, and I will have sex with you.
See, she is drunk.
No, I'm not. I've had one
what?
Not fine.
I got two beers.
Uh-huh.
Two beers. I mean,
I know, and you got very happy. And I don't want to go to that restaurant. I just said you what's for dinner, and you said,
well, I
thought you went to the store.
I did think you went to the store. I thought you were self-sufficient. I didn't think you needed me in the cooking.
No, I don't. I'm fine. I told you, baby. I'm I'm just filling time on the radio.
Okay.
I'm glad that you're giddy.
Okay, yeah. I just had a beer, one regular. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the leftovers.
All right.
We don't even have beer usually.
Are you drinking this Miller Lite?
No. I think I'm drinking Mrs. Joe's beer.
Oh, the Coronas?
Yeah.
Right on.
Hey,
all right.
So it was very good, and I had my friend brought one light, so that was it.
All right, love you, baby.
Okay, bye, boo.
Okay,
bye, bye.
Sounds great.
Nothing wrong with beer at night.
I got
every night.
What?
Didn't she sound a little?
Amen.
Yeah.
A little bit. Sure. Well, I think the manipulation of the phone would be an indication.
And I think she also said she'd have sex with me tonight. She's got to be drunk. She did.
48-ounce beer.
Come off it.
On.
Who's up for some flapjacks right now?
Loosen your vest string.
Lil' Kim turned herself in New York today after being accused of lying to investigators about a shooting. It happened outside a rap station in Manhattan in February 2001. Kim was leaving the station just as a rival rap star was arriving with her posse. The feds say...
I'm not drunk. Let's forget it. You went to the store.
You went to the store. I have sex with you tonight. I'm not drunk. Hiccup.
What happened now?
I don't know.
What was that?
Don't know.
It was scary.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Lil' Kim.
Yes. She turned herself in, got the federal charges, lying to the authorities. And
about a shooting. Good. This
about
is
a shooting.
Good.
I'm good at
you
that.
You retained this well.
Yep.
The feds say Kim conspired with Monique Dopwell to lie about what they knew about the shooting.
Dopwell!
Covering for their people.
Right.
And the feds have revealed
Buzz
evidence.
Their peeps.
That's right. For their peeps.
Their homies.
Yeah, that's right.
Some for my homies.
The feds have revealed evidence now that supports their charges.
Ooh.
And this, as Rob Spiewak would say, is how they get you.
Rob Spiewak.
That's right. Starbucks coffee has 56% more caffeine than the same size coffee at, say, 7-Eleven. It has double the caffeine of Folgers. The Wall Street Journal hired an independent testing lab to find that Gloria Jean's has the most caffeine, with Starbucks a very close second. Doctors say you don't become addicted to caffeine, but you do become physically dependent.
Yes, you do, and I think that they should absolutely publicize the fact.
Withdrawal?
Because they have the most caffeine, and we don't call it Starbucks.
Right.
We call it $4.
$4
Everything's $4
for coffee. Withdrawal usually begins 12 to 24 hours after the caffeine stops. That's why a lot of people wake up craving it. And it results, this withdrawal, in a severe headache, drowsiness, and difficulty in concentrating. And that keeps people going back to Starbucks. Business analysts say gourmet coffee shops have extraordinary customer loyalty.
You are on the air, sir.
It's in its own way. It's a drug.
Yeah.
What are the symptoms again?
The drowsiness, a headache. That's
Don,
anything.
You are on the air, sir.
And inability to concentrate.
Just like listening to O'Reilly.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Same symptoms. Yes.
Liddy.
Often confused.
That's amazing, though, because it's really that's what it's all about. Everybody's just going in for their fix.
Yeah.
And now, news about a pill that can supposedly make you tan, slim, and horny. Some call it the spring break pill. The drug is called melanotan, and it was originally being developed to prevent skin cancer by beefing up the melanin in your skin.
Melanotan.
But the researchers heard from their test subjects that they were also feeling hornier, and that puts dollar signs in the eyes of a young scientist inspired by the success of Viagra. So the Arizona researchers developed melanotan 2.
This is news, Buzz.
Yes. Melanotan 2 now being used by guys who say Viagra didn't work for them, but this does.
Ah, now you got some news.
Yeah.
I guess we can...
Here's Radio 156, headline news.
I guess we can look for you rolling in here like George Hamilton in a couple of weeks.
I'm all over the internet.
Sure.
Buzz, are you going to write... Let me just ask, because I already know you'll be the spokesman for the product.
Yeah,
will you write the commercials yourself?
I hope to. I want to write them myself from my own experience and then pass it on to everyone else.
There's a funny Buzz.
Nothing makes me feel more like being frisky than a good tan.
The other day, you know, meetings with everybody, they come up with the stuff for
right.
the show. And
yeah,
but,
show meetings.
So Buzz comes by, and he's got the news list, mm-hmm. right? And what I do is I make sure that I don't have the same stuff that I want to talk about that he does.
Right.
So he comes up and he gives me this, and most days it's like a 5-minute meeting.
Yeah.
Buzz, that's a great list, outstanding. He gives me a list, and he goes, "What do you think?" And I said, "What is this?" He said, "Now, I know you might be a little hinky about number 5, but it's a really strong list." And I said, "What do you mean?" And I read, I said, "Listen to what you handed me." And I read out loud, line number 1, "Hi, this is Radio's Buzz Burbank."
Gave him the wrong paper.
Line number 2, "People think I'm nice. Well, I'm only nice when I'm talking about cars that I really love." And I take the paper, I throw it out, and I go, "But this is your commercial! You came up for your news meeting, and you gave me your commercial."
Well, it's a new twist. He wants you to approve all his copy.
Yes,
now.
Please. You don't mind, do you?
Do you really have to write, "Hi, this is Radio's Buzz Burbank"?
Well, you want to time everything out, and you have to show people what you've written. So, yeah, you want to include that.
Congratulations. You won a WWE prize back.
That's you're just, good, Mike.
That's what you threw at me, and I'm reading it. Now I get all this stuff that you normally read, and I'm reading the stuff that you normally read.
I didn't mean to throw it at you.
It's all WWE prize pack.
You have to identify yourself, though.
"Hi, I'm Buzz Burbank."
"This is Radio's Buzz Burbank."
"Hi, this is Radio's Buzz Burbank. You know, people say I'm nice. But I'm only nice when I'm talking about cars I love."
That's right.
"And you're paying me money."
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Uh-huh. So this pill makes you tan, prevents...
What was the name of the pill again?
Melanotan.
How's it make you skinny?
And that's it. The other thing, test subjects have also reported weight loss with no apparent bad side effects. So tan prevents skin cancer, makes you horny, and no side effects and weight loss.
How do we get it?
It's a miracle.
I told you, I'm all over the internet. I'm working on it.
What's the name of
it
again?
Melanotan.
I think it's named after Mel Karmazin.
It could be.
get it? Melanotan. I mean, now, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Is the CEO of our company, is he not tan?
He is tan. His name is Mel.
Don't you think that he's ruggedly handsome?
I do.
And if he was a woman, would you want him?
Of course.
And isn't he nice and slim?
Very much so.
Yes, Melanotan. Right. If only it had one more side effect.
Finally, from the Monkey News Network.
It's like God invented Altoids.
From the Monkey News Network, more reports of monkey trouble. This time the story does not come from Singapore or Kuala Lumpur. This time it comes from Florida, where monkeys are swinging from the trees just outside the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood Airport near the car rental places.
Wow.
Health officials say the monkeys carry bacteria and could attack people. The car rental agencies have put up signs warning people, do not feed the wildlife.
Oh, man.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We got to go. Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Yeah. Tomorrow is Tax Day Pod.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing that game, My Mom is a Whore, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what else. We'll see you then. It'll be a good show. Good day to you, sir.
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 You're
killing me with those. But never, I can't even talk about what you're doing. But you're killing me with that. Okay, this show is like a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely.
We will see you tomorrow.
I wish you peace.
Bye, ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you
this
story.
Is the Don and Mike Show.